The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. For the second week in a row, head coach Bruce Lamb and his 2-1 Clay County Bulldogs find themselves squaring off with an old-time rival that's no longer in the region. Needing a win 6 days ago, the Black, Purple, and Gold Ballers headed downriver and came home with a 35-7 thumping of Jackson County. The Dogs look to turn that victory into a two-game win streak tonight as they welcome familiar foe Monterey into the heart of Bulldog country. Don't think for a second that because these teams are in different classifications that this game doesn't have meaning. It means a lot. Clay County's facilities are named to honor three men, Russell Richardson, Joe Neelides, and John Teeples. And their combined record against Monterey's head coaches was 24-3. And their current squad aims to continue in the dominant example of their forefathers. A man with other plans is head coach Scott Hughes, who brings his 2-1 Wildcats off of the mountain seeking revenge for last year's defeat at the hands of Coach Lamb's K-9s. The purple-clad Pouncers have earned the right to feel confident in this series, seeing as how they've won 9 of the last 12 meetings. We got a special edition of Thursday Night Football from John Teeples Field here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. This is our fourth broadcast of the 2024 football season. For the second time this year, we're here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. High and dry in Joni Elite Stadium, looking down on John Teeples Field. Some rain expected later. Hopefully it will wait till the game is over. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be describing the action and running the camera for you tonight. This special Thursday night action with a 7:30 kickoff that was rescheduled on Tuesday afternoon. Not a big turnaround from that decision. It's prevented our producer, John Weaver, from joining us tonight. He'll be able to listen along and tell us what we mess up, as I'm sure we'll do so often. Fortunately, though, we've got the man present that's taking this network from a mere idea into a full-blown production, live streaming four different Clay County High School sports plus Clay County's premier events. He's the community's modern-day media mogul, Thomas Weaver.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate that. And always a kind introduction. Home sweet home. It's good to be back here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth looking down at beautiful John Teeples Field. I know you thought it didn't look too good a few weeks back. We got a little rain. She's greened up.
Yeah, greened up some. Still really dry. Really hoping for rain tonight and tomorrow, just after the event's over here. Yeah, looking good. Coach Lamb, each week we say, Coach, what color combo you want for the numbers? And he wanted to go with white with gold trim. And we always go opposite on the CC. Going to pan it around for just a minute so our viewers can see that. And of course, go the other on John Teeples Field. We take pride in it for these kids. We know they noticed it, and if nobody else does, they'll walk out and check it out, and it helps them play better, we think, so we do it for them.
No doubt. It's beautiful. I'm just proud to be here. And, of course, there's no place I'd rather be than here with you on a football Thursday night, Daniel.
Yep.
Got to change that up again tonight. You mentioned it is rescheduled a little bit, and, you know, tonight, Clay County welcomes an old foe to town, and they arrive as a formidable foe, I think, Daniel. This Monterey team just went toe-to-toe with the number one ranked team in Class 2A.
Yeah, East Robertson last week, 22-15, the final, I think. I saw that first half, and it was. There was no separation. Pretty even, like two heavyweight boxers going at it. Scott Hughes, the head coach, been up there now a little over 10 years, I think, and they're about the same every year, and that's pretty good. A second, third, maybe even semifinal team on occasion in AA football.
Yeah, and this is what Clay County wants, you know, good opposition, good competition to get better for these conference games they got coming up, Daniel.
Yeah, it helps. That's what the schedule's all about. You want to play Monterey regardless. You know, they're double A, but they're still within our wheelhouse. Livingston Academy, they got 1,000 kids. Upperman High School, some of those old folks, Lafayette, they've got 1,000. Let's just face it, they're out of our league enrollment-wise. Monterey, an old-time rival, Jackson County, we want to keep them.
But, you know, we wouldn't be here ready to call this game without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. I'll put them up against anybody just like these Bulldogs, and we can't thank them enough for getting on board here and helping us bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation. And we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks watching and listening will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. We got a lot more to come here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, folks, so stay with us for much more as we get ready for Clay County and Monterey.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. That front page headline read, Dogs Dominate Blue Devils 35-7, and we'll host Monterey. It's set on Friday, so I changed that now on Thursday, and the story talked about how Clay County bounced back from their first loss in a big way as they dominated Jackson County 35-7 to get to 2-1 on the season heading into tonight's game with the Wildcats. And the article explained they will need a similar effort to the one the Dogs had against the Blue Devils, where senior standout quarterback and defensive back Nate Adams led the Dogs to victory and again made history in the process. Not only did he throw for an impressive 244 yards and three touchdowns, he also picked off a pair of Jackson County passes, including a pick six that set a new Bulldog mark for career interceptions. After entering the season as the program's all-time leading passer and producing the best game ever by a Bulldog quarterback in Clay County's season-opening win over York, Adams called his 28th career pick to seal the victory over the Blue Devils and break his Uncle Brian Burchett's interception record, which has stood for over three decades. And the record-breaking play capped off a big night for the Dogs, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly does, Thomas. That historic pick six, followed by the final of five made extra points by senior Manny Hernandez, completed a Clay County scoring flurry of 35 unanswered points. Jackson County did strike first, though, on a 45-yard Xavion Mitchell rushing touchdown, and the Blue Devils claimed a 7-0 lead in the opening quarter. But the Dog defense pitched a shutout the rest of the way. With Jackson County held at bay, the Clay County attack went to work. Senior Lance Burchett caught a 49-yard touchdown to knot the game up at 7, before senior tailback Aiden Soto scored on a 7-yard run. And junior Nolan Adams closed out the first half with a 16-yard scoring catch to send the Dogs into the break ahead 21-7. Led by junior Reese Adams' 9-tackle outing, Clay County continued their stingy ways in the second half and limited the Blue Devils to a lone field goal attempt, which was blocked by senior Hayden Adams. Nate Adams found his brother Nolan from 41 yards out for the Dogs' final offensive score before the start of the night closed out the victory with his milestone interception, and reserves ran out the clock down the stretch. A solid win in the clash on the Cumberland.
It was, and there's none better, and Clay County knew it going in, and they posted 403 total yards of offense against Jackson County, including 159 rushing yards and a touchdown, and, of course, Nate's 244 and three TDs. He had all of the yards through there on 17 of 28 passing. He did have an interception. He had completions to Nolan Adams, 7 catches, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Burchett, 6 catches for 99 yards and a touchdown. Junior Cole Leeds, 1 for 17. Junior Waylon Cherry, 1 for 13. Soto had 1 for 8, and Reese Adams, 1 for 7. Soto was also the leading rusher. He had 6 carries for 99 yards and a touchdown. while freshman Fletcher Strong had 3 carries for 25 yards, and Isaiah Burnett had 5 for 13 as the twos came in and ran out the clock on the Blue Devils. Nolan Adams also had a carry for 1 for 17. Senior Worm Smith, 3 for 5, and Nate Adams had a couple sacks, 3 for negative 7. Reese Adams led the defense, like we said, with 9 stops. Sophomore Roland Holloway recorded 6. Smith had 5. Eads had 4. Senior Caden Strong, Hayden Adams, and Soto made 3 tackles each. Nate Adams had the 2 picks and the 1 for a touchdown. Nolan Adams and Cherry, they all had 2 tackles apiece. Senior Eli Burnett, junior Bryson Sharp, and freshman Caden Copeland all had 1 tackle. Folks, you can get that every week in your Dale Hall of Horizon. Pictures and more from CCHS Media Group and the story about each week's game. So we hope you'll pick up a copy of the paper, or better yet, subscribe. And you can do that online at www.dalehallahorizon.com. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for a good one between Clay County and Monterey here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&HL on Equipment Parts pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 7 consecutive seasons and have 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16 wins to 26 losses, with their furthest advancement being that big state title game 2 seasons ago in 2022, where they finished as the runner-up. Monterey also has advanced to 7 consecutive postseasons and has 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1985, and hold a playoff record of 5 wins to 26 losses, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 2014. These teams are meeting for the 77th time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1937. The longest Bulldog winning streak is 25 games from 1967 through 1991. The longest Wildcat win streak is 5 games from 1998 through 2002. The largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 1958, not only in this series, but it's the largest margin of victory in any game ever for a football team here based out of Salina, 83-0 the score back in 1958.
Couldn't have happened to a better opponent.
The worst defeat came in the fall of 2000 when Monterey kind of repaid the favor for that 1958 shellacking. Wildcat 69, Bulldogs 12 in head coach Lee Atkins' first year leading the Dawgs. The Dogs do ride a one-game series win streak into tonight's contest after the 35-13 win up on the mountain last year. The Dogs lead the all-time series with 47 wins to 27 losses and two ties. We got several big names from the series stat leaders, and I'll let Thomas start off here. An old teammate of his leading the pack.
Yeah, rushing yardage leader. I remember this game, big win over the Wildcats. Gary Davis, the all-time leading rusher here for program history and Hall of Famer. He ran for 276 in 1993. Then rushing touchdowns, there you see Gary again. He had four in that same contest, but he's also tied with two others. Douglas Pace had four in 1958, and Hall of Famer Craig Ogletree also with four in 1984. But none of them had the longest rushing touchdown. That came in 1999 by my cohort here, Daniel Strong. Sprinted 88 yards to the house.
Yeah, up at Monterey. Unfortunately, of course, I say this each time it comes up. It was a losing effort. That's the part you remember. I remember that play. It was a good one. Pulled a little inside veer play out and just went around the right side and down the home sideline. Just didn't have enough cumulatively that night to get the win in a close loss. Passing yardage. Great quarterback here. Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Roger Short. His senior campaign, 1976, 265 yards through the air against Monterey. That same contest, he has the mark for scoring tosses, four of them in that game. Receiving yardage, well, I started to say fairly recent. It's been about 16 years now, though. I was actually coaching in this game my second year helping Coach Dickie Brown when Cody Collins, his senior campaign, big night, 150 yards receiving against Monterey.
Receiving touchdowns, a whole slew of guys tied for the lead in this with two of them. And I'm just going to go down the list. 1980, Hall of Famer Darrell Reeser. 2012, Chris Nagy. 2014, all-time leading receiver Wyatt Mabry. 2023, Nolan Adams with two last season. 1974, David Henson had two. 1987, Joey Eads caught two. And in 1976, William Collins also had the two of those, but not the longest one. The longest receiving touchdown came off the arm of my little brother. John Weaver threw a 76-yarder to Kevin Rich in 1994. And, Daniel, I'll never forget it. He was named the Tennesseans' star of the night.
Well,
that performance.
He was, I hope he thanked you that evening because he was a freshman playing in trash time after you guys had got up on him big. But senior wideout Kevin Rich staying in to catch that one. A nice moment for John and Kevin. Defensive side of the ball, the fierce inside linebacker from yesteryear, Kenny Garrett, 18 solos against Monterey in 1987. Sackmaster David Henson, 1974, his senior campaign, four quarterback sacks. Bobby Tupi Kerr, a big number in this area, three interceptions against Monterey his junior year in 1988. And then we get into the longest pick six against Monterey. That one last year up on the mountain, Nate Adams turned the tide with a big 86-yard pick six that brought all the Bulldogation to their feet up there in the stands.
Yeah, that was a memorable play among many of these made.
I'll let you finish off special teams, Thomas.
Longest kickoff return touchdown, 2015. Jared Markham raced 87 yards to the end zone with that one. And then longest punt return touchdown, Wayne Key, 1971, a 75-yarder.
Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. Last week we discussed the 1939 Salina High School Golden Crusaders. Tonight we look back 75 years to 1949. The Volkswagen Beetle appeared in America and sold only two models that year. Albert II, a monkey, became the first primate to go into space. The New York Yankees defeated the Brooklyn Dodgers for their 12th World Series title. And Frank Lee Sidwell, that is wrong, Charles Howard, was in his first year as head coach of the Salina High School Bulldogs. This 1940 season, a historic one for a lot of different reasons, primarily because it was the first football played in Salina after an eight-year hiatus from 1941 through 1949, that, of course, due to World War II, and I just want to start off this segment by reading a piece of an article that was written by a team member, James Edward Robinson. He was a senior on this 1949 squad, and we did this 5 years ago, but we'll probably do it every 5 years if we're blessed to continue broadcasting as we talk about this team on history. But just want to read a portion of this, and it's primarily the part I want to talk about, how we got our mascot name that still lives as the Bulldogs. It says, football revived, Bulldogs born. No field, no lights, no bleachers, no locker room or uniforms, almost no experience. But what they didn't have didn't matter. Revival was all that mattered in 1949. One might even call it religious in nature. Football was alive and well in Clay County in the late 30s and into the 40s, and it was captured in the hearts and minds of many of its citizens. It was a way to forget your troubles and engage in a little friendly competition. But the blissful high school football festivities came to a screeching halt on December the 7th, 1941, out of sheer necessity. A war was on. The rules changed overnight, as did one's priorities. Many of the community's teenagers were drafted into the armed forces during World War II, and only funding and athletes simply were not available for a football game. Only women's basketball remained at the high school during the 40s. But when World War II ended and life began to feel somewhat normal again, folks began talking about how much they missed the most favorite diversion of football. Perhaps the time had come to pump a little life and air back into the old pigskin. That is, if one could be found. Well, in 1949, the Clay County School Board approved the recreation of the football team. Coach Charles Howard out of Kentucky was hired to come down and lead the men, and on the first afternoon of practice, James Robinson says, Coach Howard called the boys over to the huddle, and he asked them to come up with a new name and mascot for the team. He told the young men that he wanted the school to keep the original black and gold colors, but to retire the name Golden Crusaders. Coach Howard asked his crew to name the team by the second game. The mind of James Robinson seized upon the invitation. He meandered home after practice and thought about it during his daily chores of feeding and milking. James remembered his days in Des Moines, Iowa as a young boy. He was the proud owner of a black and white bulldog. Those bulldogs were about as tough as you could get, Robinson shared, shaking his head. In his mind's eye, he clearly saw his bulldog growling fiercely, displaying his teeth. James was crazy about that dog. He even fed him pie. He returned to practice the next day and began soliciting support for the name Bulldogs. Another team member suggested the name Cherokee Indians. Some of the other names suggested were better off forgotten, reported Joe Fitzgerald, but Bulldogs was suggested by Robinson and unanimously approved by the players. In 1949, the Salina Bulldogs were born, and here in 2024, the Clay County High School Bulldogs are still strong and going, Thomas. A good story and piece of history there.
Yeah, 75 years later, and, you know, I can't imagine it being anything else.
Right. Yeah, of course, I enjoy that name, Golden Crusaders. It came up once. What's the name of the Bulldog that's on our stuff? And we kind of determined, well, it should be named Crusader. That would be the Bulldog's name. Kind of tying them both. Let's talk about this 49 squad, though. Strong year, 6-2 record, an offensive onslaught. Scored about 24 points a game on average. Gave up around 13. And, Thomas, some names we'll recognize as we go through here.
Yeah, had 9 freshmen on this team. And they included Thomas Day, Joe Smith, Chester Strong, Alfred Donaldson, Tullis Crawford, James Rich, Hilburn White, Malcolm Bowe, and Thomas Roach. And then 4 sophomores, Danny Goodpasture, Jack Overstreet, Ernest Burnett, and Ike Finley. 5 juniors, Jimmy Fox, Bill Wadlington, Jimmy Walston, Tommy Goodpasture, and Harold Collins, and then 8 strong seniors, Glenn Emerton, Dickie Masters, Charles McLaren, Aaron Henson, James Ed Robinson, Jack Donaldson, Bill McCluskey, and Joe Austin Dale. And then there's 3 that we didn't know the class on, and that included Arnold Pace, Joe Fitzgerald, and Floyd White. And you said the head coach, Charles Hoard. So you're right. A lot of names that are family names here in Clay County, and a lot of people, that, you know, heritage there.
Absolutely so. Let's just bounce through their season real quick. Started off with a loss, first game of the year to York Institute, 13-20. After that, went on a nice win streak, beat Old Kentucky home, beat Pickett County, and beat DeKalb County. All strong wins there. Put them at 3-1 at that point in the season, and that's not speculation. It's actually confirmed by on October 17th, a little bit later start to the season back in those days, after 4 games is the middle of October. This article out of the Nashville Tennessean says Salina, playing its first football schedule since before the war, is having a very successful season. York Institute defeated the newcomers in the opener 20-14, but Salina has since rolled to 3 straight triumphs. Old Kentucky home fell 20-9, Byrdstown was stopped 28-6, and last Friday Smithville fell 14-9. 3 of the outstanding players for Salina are Dickie Masters, James McLaren, and Jimmy Waston. Masters and McLaren are the halfbacks, while Waston directs the team from his quarterback post. Masters and McLaren, who are seniors, have never played in a football game until this fall. And so just evidence there that all that history is not just speculation, certainly is true. Finishing out that year, they beat Macon County 27-6. Old Kentucky home again, and that's in Bardstown, Kentucky. Big win, 41-13, beat Pickett County again, 26-6, and then a tough loss to finish the season, 20-53 to neighboring Tompkinsville, Kentucky. So a 6-2 record, not too bad for guys who had never played in their football before until that year.
Yeah, I can't imagine Coach Ord's what he had to work with. You know, it wasn't like they quit a couple years. They were no football was played for quite some time, so they'd never played, none of them.
I hadn't seen it on TV, probably. They probably didn't have televisions, you know, things. It just, we take so much for granted these days. These guys get an education from playing in Madden football. They learn a lot about football, seriously, from video games.
Yeah.
And these guys just didn't have that. Coach Hort, of course, he was a Western Kentucky lineman, collegiate player himself. He coached basketball as well. Other big happenings in 1949 in Salina, the gym was under construction, $80,000 gymnasium back in 1949, the paper reported. So a huge amount of money back then.
Yeah, it was. And we got to get to the photos. We got time here. You got one of the cheerleaders. Also, a nice picture of the football team. Looks like leather helmets still at the time,
yep.
Daniel, for sure. As they're wearing them in the photo.
They were.
You don't see that much.
No, look pretty good, and you've been doing a good job running those in the horizon, and just a good number on the squad, all on the bleachers at the old field. Of course, the grass, you can tell up about ankle high. That may have been considered pretty low cut back in those days. And, of course, the cheerleaders, not a big group, but they consisted of Mildred Hayes, Eddie Langford, Nelda Cherry, and Mary Lean Davis. And those uniforms have changed a little over the years, too.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel, and just glad that
you know, imagine if they didn't start it back
right.
in 1949, where would we be today? This is a huge part of this community. Football is king here in Clay County. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, don't get me wrong. We get behind all of our sports. Got
sure.
a state championship, two state championships in basketball also. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't imagine not having Clay County or Salina High School Bulldog football.
Yeah, and we can certainly thank this 1949 squad for getting it all restarted after World War II. Folks, it's been our pleasure to briefly discuss the 1949 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 75th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
West Morgan Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Making Bacon Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monterey for Thursday night football, where the 2-1 Dogs will look to keep it rolling against the 2-1 Wildcats. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior lineman Caden Strong for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Appreciate it, Thomas.
Caden, good to have you with us, too.
It's good to be here.
Coach, big win over an old rival last week. Would you say your team rebounded well from that first loss Friday night in Gainesboro?
I thought we played well. Both sides of the ball, thought we were a little bit sloppy at times. But, you know, sometimes you can still do that and win a ball game. And I thought we did that, played really well in the second half. And especially the young ones that came in. I was very impressed with the young ones that came in at the end of the game. And, you know, I thought overall it was a really good performance.
And we got, you know, put some points on the board, and kind of that all started up front, you know, with the play of your lineman, including this guy beside you, Caden Strong stepped up and played well, Coach. How big has it been to see him kind of take full advantage of that opportunity to start?
Well, you know, Caden has he's kind of been in the shadows for the last couple of years, you know, behind Wyatt and Wyatt Browning and a couple of those other guys, and now he gets his opportunity, and, you know, he has made the most of his opportunity. Watching film and grading it, he's been our best offensive lineman so far. He's done everything we ask him to do. He gives everything he's got out there on the field, and I'm not even talking about the defensive side. Defensive side of the ball, you know, it's hard to move him. He's a big, strong boy, and he's done great for us so far.
Caden, you put your time in, just like Coach said, and now's your time. How excited were you for this senior year, knowing you're going to be starting both ways?
Oh, I was real happy. I was real excited. I just, you know, put some work in over the summer and got ready for that, and I was real excited.
And, Coach, he's not just filling a role there, like you say, in that starting role. He's making an impact.
Absolutely. You know, we do a lot of roll-out passing, and, you know, we go to that right side. I mean, he's hooked up to his man. He does it textbook technique. I mean, what he does, and it's been great to sit and watch him and watch him mature into the player he is. And, you know, you talk about Caden, you can talk about ball all you want, but what a great young man he is. I mean, the kid is never still. He's always doing something, whether it's a football field or he's working somewhere. I mean, he's a wonderful young man to have on the football team.
High praise from your coach there, Caden. And, you know, he's an old lineman himself. How big of an impact has he had on you as a player?
Well, he teaches me a lot of stuff, you know, because that was him, you know. He knows all the tricks, and he's just a real good lineman coach. He's just real good to work with.
And, Coach, you know, Caden's a guy that doesn't get his name called much. You know, no limelight for linemen. We've talked about that. But, you know, Nate Adams doesn't break all the records he's broken. Aiden Soto doesn't get loose without guys like him, do they, Coach?
That's exactly right. You know, there are not many people that can do what they do. The headliners can do what they do without those guys up front. And, you know, they're not going to be in the headlines. I mean, that's just, they do the dirty work they don't ever ask for it. They want to go out and play ball and win ball games. And that's what we got with Caden and those guys across the front.
Caden, tonight's kind of going to be more of the same. You've seen it all year long. Monterey's going to line up and try to run over you guys. No secret there. You've held up so far. How have you prepared for tonight against this Wildcat attack? And how do you think you're going to do against them?
Well, you know, just coming into practice and, you know, preparing for them and getting in film and watching what they do. And I feel like I'll do for good tonight, just as long as I can, you know, just stay focused and stay in there.
Anything new at all going on with the Wildcats here?
They've got a little different defense than what we've been doing, but I think we'll be fine.
Sounds good. Coach, sounds like it's going to be some of that old school ground and pound. What's your thoughts on this Monterey team?
You know, you just said it. They're ground and pound. They're going to line up and they'll put all 11 people in the box on the offensive side and just try to run over you, run counter and power, and you know, just kind of coming downhill at you. Defensively, they're going to probably be in a 4-2-5, and we've not seen a four-man front all year, and it's going to be interesting for us. You know, we had to work on that a little bit more extra this week. And being a short week, you know, we had to learn it pretty quick. So, you know, I hope our kids are prepared and ready to go. And I hope it's one of those things that, you know, that we come out and we shine.
Caden, what's about that four-man front? Going to be a little different as far as your responsibilities go?
Yeah, I got that man on the outside. But, I mean, it's just – it's all the same, you know, just hook on and block.
Sure.
It's all
just
the same.
Line up and drive them away, right?
That's right.
All right. Coach, Monterey Wildcats, you guys got them pretty good up there last time. Last time out, you have to think they're going to remember that. What's this game mean?
Well, it's a big game. You know, they got a big region game next week against Westmoreland, and you know, it is a rivalry game. As what I understand, it was a big rivalry game back the years past. And, you know, they're 2A, they're a bigger school than us, you know, and they're going to come out with a, and we're going to see how tough we are. You know, and it's the way we've been the last 3 weeks. It's line up and ground and pound on us. And, you know, that's something we're getting used to now. And I think our kids are prepared. I think they're going to have to line up and play some ball. And just the physicality is going to help us in the long run. That's one of the reasons we wanted to play these guys, is because it helps us come playoff time when we face those teams that does that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can come out and absorb their physicality and give some back to them.
Caden, besides the Wildcats, you may be fighting Mother Nature a little bit. They're talking about a lot of rain moving in here this afternoon. You guys prepared for that one?
Oh, yeah. Just we've been, you know, doing practice. We'll squirt down the balls and get them soaking wet, just getting ready, you know, make sure we're snapping good and throwing good. But, yeah, I think we're ready.
Could be one of those, Coach, where ball security is going to be key.
It's definitely going to be key. You know, it's going to rain tonight. It'll rain a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a whole lot. At least I hope not, knock on wood. But, you know, I think our kids are prepared. We've been out with the wet ball drill this week, and Nate and Hayden have handled it really well. The receiver's done a good job holding on to the ball, and Aiden's carried the ball really well. So ball security is going to be huge. You know, hopefully we can – win that category also when we can play those guys, and we don't lay it on the ground.
Give us one key, Coach. I always ask you.
Well, you just said it. I mean, ball security is one thing. The second thing is just absorbing their physicality and giving it back to them. And if we can do that, you know, I think we'll be on the right end of the stick. So we'll line up and try to play ball and see what happens.
Caden, you ready for that?
I am.
All right. Appreciate you being with us. Coach, as always.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from Salina, Tennessee. It's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Special How They Fired here tonight, folks, is we've got the original How They Fired man sitting alongside us, Coach Rob Edwards. Good to have you back, Coach.
Well, thanks, guys. What a privilege it is to be back in the booth with the finest broadcast crew in Middle Tennessee.
Well, I certainly think so. Appreciate that praise. We're better than a lot of these other upstarts around here.
I would say the entire state of Tennessee. I didn't want to give you the big head.
Well, yeah. Well, we used to be really good, but we've kind of dropped down a notch here lately without Coach Daniel.
Well, he would bring things prepared like most unique mascots in America.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
these things like he had totaled up in his first ever broadcast, the cumulative weight of the DeKalb County offensive line.
He did.
And, you know.
Just off the cuff.
And we love John, but I don't know that he brings those type things.
I agree. We better get right to it, but it's good to have him. Week one, we played York and took care of them. Now they're 0-2 after a bye week last week. They host Bledsoe County this week, who's 3-0 and beat Sail Creek last week, 49-8, Daniel.
Beat down. Sail Creek struggling.
Bledsoe 3-0, Coach, but York still looking for the first win.
And they're at home tonight.
They are.
You know, that's a game that we probably could have put in the pick'ems, but there were some others I thought might be a little tighter.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised to see the Dragons get their first win, though.
They look pretty tough, actually. Week two, we played Westmoreland. Of course, came out of there with a loss. Westmoreland's now 2-1. Last week, they beat 1-2 White House Heritage, 42-20. Tonight, they host Jackson County, who lost to Clay County, of course, 35-7. The Blue Devils 2-1, though.
Yeah, Jackson a good team. We saw that. I think they'll do okay once they get in the region. It's a tough region for them this year, but I think they'll be a playoff squad in AA.
Jackson County, again, going to Westmoreland tonight. They, of course, lost to Clay County last week, 35-7. Westmoreland beat White House Heritage. So back-to-back, they're playing each other there, week 2 and 3 against each other. Coach, what do you think about that Westmoreland-Jackson County game?
Well, I just think Westmoreland's the favorite. I just think they're a little a little more solid, a little more physical. I just think as the game goes on, they'll wear down Jackson, probably win by a touchdown or two, be my guess. But.
And, of course, our week four opponents, Monterey, they're here on John Teeples Field getting ready to play the Dogs. Last week, they lost to 3-0 East Robertson, 22-15. And East Robertson, of course, the defending state runners-up and ranked number one in all the polls in Class 2A, Coach. So, you know, Monterey's a pretty decent team, I think, coming in here tonight.
Yeah, I expect this game to be really good. Talking to the coaches this week, you know, they think this might be the best team we've played all season possibly. So, be a good matchup for us.
Looking forward to it. Week five, which is next week, Clay County travels to 4A Portland, which are 2-1. They lost to Davidson Academy 55-8 last week. Davidson Academy, of course, private school that's also 2-1. Tonight, Portland hosts Beach, which is 2-1, and they beat Riverdale last week in a 7-0 game. So hard to know much about this Portland team yet, but we know they're going to have some athletes when they come in here, Coach.
Yeah, I think they had 105 kids on the roster last year. They completely filled the visitor sideline over there. But numbers doesn't always mean strength. I think the second half last year we pulled away from them. So that's a good one, another good one for us on the road. Definitely another test.
And then week six, we go to Tompkinsville to face Monroe County, Kentucky. They're 1-2. Last week they lost to 3-0 Glasgow. Listen to this score. In overtime, they lost 15-14, Daniel. So, and Glasgow's 3-0. They're now 2-1. Tonight, they're at 3-0 Barron County. You always talk about you don't really know about those Southern Kentucky teams. But the Falcons look formidable.
Well, there's certainly been years. We all know that. They have been strong up there. You know, we've played them a couple of years recently in recent times and had the victory both outings, including last year. But this could be one of those years they're reloaded and could be strong.
Could be. Week seven is when Clay County starts their region run. Late in the season is when they have the all-important region games, and they have to play the first one on a week there on fall break. They travel to Joe Burns, who's 1-2. They lost to 3-0 Whitwell last week, 49-7. Tonight, guys, they're at Gordonsville, who beat Trousdale County 41-0 last week. Of course, the Tigers 3-0. Going to find out something tonight.
Yeah, I don't expect that one to be close.
Well, I think you might be right. You know, a lot of hype about the Red Devils coming in, Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, if we see them within two scores of Gordonsville, we'll know that it'll be a battle whenever we go meet them there early October. But if Gordonsville stretches their legs on them and creates some separation, you got to think we could be doing the same.
After fall break, week eight, Clay County has a bye, and then week nine, they host Red Bull and Springs, who's now 2-1. They beat 1-2 Piggott County 42-6 last week. Tonight they're at Mount Juliet Christian, who's 2-1, and lost to Providence Christian 38-0 last week. So I don't know. Could be a good one. I think we're going to pick it after a while. Red Bull and Springs, though, on the winning side of things. Week 10, Trousdale County 0-3. Not used to saying that about the Yellow Jackets. They lost to Gordonsville. They were shut out 41-0 last week. Tonight, they're at 0-3 Republic, who lost to Howard 30-0 last week. That's going to be a battle of the defeated. So I think we also have to pick that one, thanks to Coach. And then there's that big Week 11 matchup with the Gordonsville Tigers, who started the season 3-0. Last week, they beat Trousdale County 41-0, just like I said. Tonight, they're at Joe Burns. We talked about that matchup, and we have to talk about that Gordonsville game every week. Guys, the Tigers looking strong.
Nah. I don't even want to talk about them right now. I'm just thinking about Turney Ford Field makes me mad. We ain't got to go there this year, though.
That's right, and that's a long way off, but we can't help but think about it. Clay County's opponents overall combined record at this point in the season, 15-14. So winning side by one game there, guys. And, Coach, since you're here, I'm going to let you run us through the pick'ems. I know you sent a text earlier. I was just going to pull it up on my phone, so I'll let you do that.
Well, keeping with apparently the new weekly tradition, I've been naming the night the night of the wet dog, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be the night of the wet dog or not.
Dry so far.
Yeah.
That was the goal. That was the goal.
White County at Stone. Both teams are 2-1. I know nothing about either team, but I'm going to pick the Panthers.
I'm with you, Coach. Got to go with Stone at home. I think they got a big win last week.
Yeah, now John picked White on this one. Now, White County, I think, is more physical than Stone. Stone is at home. Now, John usually knows about those Cumberland County squads, so he may be down on Stone, but I'm going Stone, too, not because I want to jump on the bandwagon with y'all, but just because he's leading so much in the pick-ems, I got to try to get a game somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all looking to do.
The 3-0 Eagles of Oakdale travel to Oliver Springs to take on the 2-1 Bobcats.
Oliver, Oz.
Yeah, I didn't even know they played football in Oakdale, even though they are 3-0. Got to go with Oliver Springs.
Yeah, I think we're all going with Oliver Springs. I just threw that one in there, try to catch John off guard, maybe.
It didn't work. He took Oliver Springs.
He didn't pick the 3-0 team, maybe. Everybody's working against you, John. We're all trying to catch you. Sequatchie County, 2-1. Going to South Pitt, take on the Pirates.
I'm going Indians. Give me Sequatchie.
Ooh, upset.
Yeah, Valley football.
I can't do it, guys. I mean, that's just those Pirates, they haven't lost many on that field, and that's where they're playing tonight, in South Pittsburgh. I might do different if they weren't home.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If it were at Sequatchie, I'd probably pick them, but I just can't pick against the Pirates there.
Same thing for little brother. He goes South Pitt.
2-0-3 teams you mentioned earlier. Yellow Jacks of Trousdale goes to Republic.
Trailblazers. Never pick Trousdale.
Wait a minute. I thought you always picked Trousdale.
For 8 years on here, out here, 7 years.
Yeah. I mean, this was tough. I mean, I don't know. Republic looked pretty good a few years back when they came in here to John Peebles Field, but I know nothing about them right now. Say Trousdale is down. I'm going with tradition. They've won before. Republic, they haven't even had a team for 5 years. Trousdale County gets their first ring.
Well, I didn't remember seeing Republic the last couple of years having a football team. I don't know that they have. When I saw this game, I thought, well, that's strange. So, but just because of that, I'm going to pick Trousdale, too.
Well, it could be Republic's not even a member school in the sport of football right now. Trousdale may have drummed up a win here, you know, anyway.
They may have. John going with Trousdale, the Yellow Jackets, too.
Another game you mentioned, the Red Dogs, 2-1, travel to the Saints, Mount Juliet Christian. I'm picking the Saints.
Yeah, give me Mount Juliet.
I'm the same way, you know, you never pick the Red Dogs is what I go with. And we've been there before, Mount Juliet Christian. They were pretty good back then. Maybe they still are.
It's just when they want to be. Private school, if they want to be good the year after they're 0-10, they can be because they've got resources.
I hope they got a better press box for the visitor. Oh, boy. That was pretty shaky, as I recall.
It was.
Three large gentlemen such as ourselves getting up in there. We exceeded the weight limit, I'm pretty sure.
I think we did.
Pressure tested it, that's no doubt.
Coach?
I don't have any idea what that tagline is
anymore.
Okay. Oh,
well, I appreciate you sitting in with us, of course. We don't have overall records, but basically John's taking care of business this year. I don't know where I'm at. Probably at the bottom. Daniel tanked last week, I think, 0-4. So we're all chasing little brother, basically.
We are. We're all against you, John. We're all against you. He's defending champion. And,
You know how that feels, Coach.
He won six straight.
He did.
Prior to John's arrival.
He went out as the champion, but he kept playing. He messed up.
Dead last year.
He did. Folks, this has been How They Fared, a weekly update on Clay County's opponents. Brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 3:40 till kickoff. Daniel, you going to roll right into something here?
We are. The keys to the game brought to you by Westmore Management. Going to try that. We'll break in the middle for the playing of the national anthem, I'm sure. Going to go ahead and get into this. Thomas, what about the Bulldog offense? Had a good night last week.
Yeah, they did, but they didn't start fast, and they haven't yet this year. And I think tonight we need a fast, efficient start. That's what we need to see, Daniel. You know, it's taken a while for them to get going the first three games. Tonight they need to jump on the Wildcats from the start, and I think that'll be the key for Clay County to put up some points early in this one.
I certainly think so, too. We're going to go to break for the playing of the National Anthem, come back and finish these Westmore management keys to the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show. We're doing the keys of the game, and we've got the defense. And tonight, I think, the guys up front for Clay County are going to have to hold their ground. Monterey coming in here with a power run attack. And I think inside linebackers need to be playmakers tonight. We need to see Worm Smith and Bryson Sharp kind of weed through that mass of humanity Monterey's going to throw at them, Daniel, and make some stops.
Yeah, I agree. And we've even got a set tonight going to bring Reese Adams perhaps back on the inside to help them out with that attack perhaps. What about that overall key to success in this big non-region win, Thomas? Hopefully it's coming.
Well, to me, I think Clay County's going to use their athletic advantage on both sides of the ball because I think the Dogs have the edge in that department, Daniel. Monterey's physical and solid, but I don't think they're as dynamic as this Bulldog team in this game. You know, it could come down to a couple of big individual plays, a catch that shouldn't have been made, a tackle that shouldn't have been broken, or one of those type plays, the ones that, only a few guys can make, and we got some of those type guys. And they're gamers, Daniel, and I think Clay County's gamers are going to make the difference in this one.
Sounds like a plan to me. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the sign of skies and bring in the Cumberland Steers weather report. Temperature currently feels great outside, 71. Halftime, 69 degrees. Into the game, 67. 75% humidity. Sunset at 6:55 this evening. Air quality index is good at 46. Just a 1 mile per hour wind out of the east. No precipitation is falling yet inside of the day. No measurable amounts. There is a chance throughout the contest. 21% currently. It rises to around 30% at halftime, and by the end of the game, up around that 50% mark. Rain is expected tonight into the morning. That is why we moved this contest. That's been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. We're going to do a full coverage final word here, and I'm going to put him on the spot. He says, no, I'm going to give you the full coverage final word. Brought to you by Sean Strong Insurance. Try to get Coach Edwards to jump in on that. I'm just going to go. I like the idea of using that one word sometimes. I thought about it today. I think it's adaptability. Can we adapt to what we need to, the team we need to be during this contest tonight? Monterey wants to play power run. You talked about it in the keys. Can we play power run stopping defense? Offensively, if so required, can we? Monterey runs a 4-2-5 defensively, a six-man box. The numbers are there. We should be able to run the football. Can we get behind, adapt, and get behind this offensive line, turn from a razzle-dazzle our A team into what might need to be a pounding ground team tonight to move the football. Need to be able to adapt to that. That is the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to go ahead now and give you the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Clay County going to kick off, so we'll go defensive starters here. Nose guard, senior Hayden Adams. The tackle, sophomore Rowan Holloway and junior Colton Brown. Inside backers, junior Bryson Sharp, senior Worm Smith. Outside backers, junior Reese Adams and senior Aiden Soto. Defensive backs, senior Nate Adams and junior Waylon Cherry. And the safeties, a pair of juniors, Cole Eads and Nolan Adams. State Farm starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Whistles blow, Hernandez approaches, puts his foot to it, and this one is underway. Going to be fielded by the Wildcats at the 20-yard line. Return man immediately brought down. Involved on that stop, I see Waylon Cherry, number 20. Also, Reese Adams, the first man with contact down there. It's becoming to where, Thomas, if you're not sure who makes the tackle on kickoff, good bet it's Reese Adams down there.
Yeah, leading in tackler already for this team. Daniel, he's got close to double digits every night, and he started this one off with a bang, laying the lumber on special teams. And it's going to be about him and this linebacking core tonight. But here comes Monterey in a little spread look.
Monterey going to go gun to start here. They take over at their own 32-yard line, a 60-yard field in front of this Wildcat offense. Quarterback in the gun. We'll learn their names as we go on. Hand off inside. Nice little gain for the Wildcats. Let Thomas share who he thought made the stop. I saw Soto coming in late with the assist.
Yeah, there's some guys underneath, including, I think, Bryson Sharp, but Aiden Soto finishing it off right there. So Sharp doing a good job plugging the hole right off the bat, Daniel. That's what we got to have out of him and Worm Smith.
With number seven, Eli Hood, perhaps the quarterback for this Monterey squad. If you guys can help me spot a number, they play two wideouts to the right. Going to be thrown. Quarterback's number one. Tackle immediately made by Nolan Adams. Eli Phillips, the junior signal caller for head coach Scott Hughes in this Wildcat offense, completes his first pass of the night. It moves the six for Monterey. Going to be first and 10. Them snapping on the third play of this opening drive now.
Yeah, Monterey coming out, and honestly, something we weren't expecting here, Daniel, but fine by me.
Yeah, well, typically we prefer to see a spread look. Now, we do have two tight ends on this set, a little bit of a heavier look, two wide to the left. Give off to the back, and be brought down, take a loss, a flag coming out. Will this be an offensive face mask? Reese Adams with the tackle for loss. Ball carrier was Colin Fowler, a senior, and in his stiff arm effort, did he get the face mask of Adams?
I'm not sure. I think that...
going to call this against Clay County. I thought an offensive face mask, but clearly wrong, Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, how do you come in, fly in, and make a tackle like that through a stiff arm, and you get the face mask call? Either way, first down Monterey.
Going to be into Clay County territory now at the 49. First and really good to go here. Big penalty. 15-yard ride, you can spot the foul, looked like. So first down from the Clay County 49. Phillips in the gun, looking to throw, has plenty of time. Release is now going to be caught. Tackle made, Nolan Adams, nice open field tackle, but the damage done and another first down. Jack Blaylock, the junior wideout on the reception. And what about junior quarterback Eli Phillips sitting poised in the pocket delivering the football? I forgot to move the camera.
No pressure right there on that one, Daniel, for sure. He had all day and just a nice, easy throw as Monterey's marching it through there.
Fourth play of this Wildcat drive coming. Wildcats driving right to left from our vantage point as we look out the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. 10-15 and ticking, scoreless first quarter here on Thursday night. Give again to the tailback, puts his foot in the ground, goes north and south. Stiff arms going to be driven out of bounds by Nolan Adams. Another big first down run, a thick ball carrier, Colin Fowler, that senior, and had a burst of speed once he put the foot in the ground.
He did, and a great job by the back right there. He was really patient. Clay County over-pursued. They got flat, turned him back in, but there was nobody there once the back cut it up, Daniel. And you see Monterey, again, just coming out sharp and efficient here tonight against Clay County on the road.
Wildcats Bray Cuddle, ball set now at the Clay County 22-yard line. Phillips in the gun, two wide to the right, tight end either side. Back to his left hip, Phillips to throw again. Release is going to be incomplete. Clock's going to stop with the incomplete pass, or maybe not. It continues to wind here, 9:30 and ticking. I guess perhaps now it stopped. And Monterey surprising me a little bit, three different passes, I guess two officially, here on this opening drive.
Yeah, credit Coach Hughes, you know, coming out with the surprise attack here for the Wildcats.
Second 10 after the incomplete pass. Clock at 9:29. First quarter action. Phillips again going to drop back and throw. Double move. Steps up to run. Up to the 20. Brought down. Gains 1 to 2 yards depending on the spot. Worm Smith stepping in there to make the tackle from his inside linebacker position. Did not bring my season totals with me thus far. Try to do that next week, but those numbers starting to accumulate for some of these dog players as we are in now the fourth contest of the season. Clay County 2-1, Monterey 2-1.
Big third down here. You have to think it's four down territory, but need to stop.
3rd and 8. Ball at the edge of the red zone at the Clay County 20. Hand off to the back again. Hitting the backfield. Going to be brought down.
Hayden Adams right there. I'm pretty sure that nose guard position, nobody laid a hand on him. He shot through there like a cannon, Daniel.
Brother Reese coming in over the top to finish it off. Big tackle for loss. No penalty markers down on that one. Still, though, going to see Monterey playing for a first down here. Definite four down territory. Loss of 7.
Wow.
On that stop. Ball now retreated to the Clay County 27-yard line, where it's 4th and about 14. 8th play of this Wildcat drive. Clay County's defense looking to get off the field. Phillips with it. Under pressure. Going to be hit. Breaks the tackle. Still on his feet. Coming down the sideline. Running out of bounds. Well short of the sticks.
Woo.
Reese Adams with that pressure on the hot stun off the edge, was it not?
It was, and, you know, Reese almost had him for another huge loss, but it doesn't matter, Daniel. Turnover on downs for Monterey. Big stop by Mike Dickerson in this Clay County defense, and here comes Nate Adams.
8:02 mark, first quarter, 0-0 the score. Clay County driving left to right from our vantage point, 75-yard field in front of Clay County with it sitting at the Bulldog 25, near side hash. Senior quarterback Nate Adams in the gun, two wide outs left, tight end and a wide out right. So toward the left hip, Nate going to roll left, flips the hips, looks downfield, releases, going to be incomplete. Had hit Cherry downfield, a little bit on the back shoulder, not able to squeeze it, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, just trying to fit it in and amongst the coverage there and, you know, threw it to a spot. Cherry was just past it, Daniel.
7:55 on this first quarter clock. Adams with three big passing games so far, two really big ones. The low one being around 150-yarder over at Westmoreland. That's still a good game through the air, but already about 750 passing yards to open this season.
Comes a run.
Quarterback run all the way. Tucked it immediately. Turns towards the south. Now turns on the speed. Look at him go. Run out of bounds around the 50-yard line. No read to that. Straight up what we would call a quarterback nine back in our day, that left side sweep with lead blockers. And you saw once Nate decided to change gears, he's got another one. We honestly hadn't got to see it a whole lot. Most of the time when we see Nate hit that full stride, it's on a pick six like at Monterey last year, the 86-yarder. Very refreshing to see him from his quarterback position take that thing around the end on a sweep.
Yeah, great blocking on the edge. Got the edge sealed, Daniel. And, again, put one of these Adams in the open field, and that's what you get.
Calling at the Clay County 48-yard line. Nate rolls right, releases. Going to be dropped. Again, Cherry had it right in the breadbasket. Whalen let it get into the body and just couldn't bring it in. Play was there. 2nd and 10 now. 7:12 mark first quarter.
Yeah, like what I'm seeing out of this Clay County offense so far, you know, a little mix. You called for the run game a little bit, and we're seeing it. Even if it was the quarterback run, Aiden Soto, almost 100 yards in the last two games. Also, Daniel, look forward to seeing him get going tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, Monterey, after running a 50 defense for a long time, with 7 men in the box, it kind of went to this 4-2-5. You see the 5 defensive backs. Now, a lot of times, one of them will walk up like an end, and we're seeing that now. Give to Nolan, run all the way, Adams north and south, crossed the 50, brought down to the 45-yard line.
And that was all Nolan Adams right there. He had contact in the backfield, Daniel, made one guy miss, made 2 or 3 jukes, and got upfield. And nice run by him to take a, what would have been a 3rd and long to 3rd and short.
7-yard gain for Adams, 3rd and 3 now, with it setting in Monterey territory at the 45. 6:40 and ticking first quarter, 0-0 the score. This tropical rain moving in forced the coaches back on Tuesday to decide to move this to Thursday night. Hopefully we get it in dry here. Nate with it, 3rd and short, looks to throw, pumps, release. He's going to be caught this time. Lance Burgett with it. Lance refusing to go down, finally wrestled down. So Lance with his first catch of the night, and it was a big one extending this Clay County drive. 6th play of it coming up now. It's going to be a fresh set of downs. 1st and 10, Thomas with the football at the Monterey 35.
Yeah, great job by Nate right there. He just put that one on a rope to the sideline. And, you know, if you get it in the area of Lance Burchett, he's going to go up and get it. And that's what he did there. And he's not going out of bounds either. He's ducking the shoulder and picking up that extra yardage.
Lance, one of those seniors. Kind of living on borrowed time. Last campaign, ball sitting here at the Monterey 35. Lance healthy for the first time in his full career. Missed all last season, essentially all the regular season. Caught that time by Cherry. Nice job. I really liked the decision there by Nate. Go back to his junior wideout. Waylon had had those 2 drops early. Showed the sure handedness that he has there. And we say it every broadcast. You watch football all day on Saturday and Sundays, and you're going to have drops there too. It just happens.
Yeah, good job. Basically the same thing, flooding the near sideline, Daniel, and Adams just picking them apart.
7th play now of the drive coming. Ball at the Monterey 22, 6 feet from the red zone. Nolan Adams isolated out by himself to the right. 2 other wideouts left. Nolan going to run, or Nate rather runs that way. Quarterback keeper reverses field. Could turn it into a pass, going to stick with the run, tries to get the line of scrimmage, does so, and out of bounds, ran a long way to pick up a few yards. The important part, never took a hit. Nate's so good at avoiding that sometimes with that elusiveness and the speed. Very seldom do you ever see Nate Adams taken down for a sack.
Kind of a great start for this Clay County offense. Driving the football, Daniel, just going to have to get the payoff here to put something on the board and get Monterey playing from behind early.
Gain of 4 on that one. Makes it 2nd and 6. Ball resting at the Monterey 18-yard line. Right side hash. Clay County driving. Off to our right towards Russell Richardson Doghouse. 3 wide to the left. Priest Adams tight end right. Quick screen set up. Going to be dropped. Had it in the hands of Lance Burchett. Lance thinking about the run after the catch and just didn't squeeze it. Incomplete. 4:27. Of the first quarter, and it is stopped there with the incomplete pass, 3rd and 6. Playbook open here in 4-down territory, though.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, you can keep it on the ground here as you got 2 plays for sure. But I don't know. You know, I haven't seen much of that short passing game, Daniel. The screens, the bubbles, we saw some of that last week. Be a good time to call one here, probably.
State champion basketball coach Joe Sims and our broadcast partner during basketball here on the network, listening and watching from Jackson, Mississippi tonight. So certainly wish him good travels and safety on the road. Nate to throw, 3rd and 6, under pressure. Releases, has a man, going to be caught, and it's Waylon Cherry hauling it in for the big touchdown. Touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs, and the black, purple, and gold draw first blood.
Just what the doctor ordered, and you're right, goes back to the well with Waylon Cherry. Had a couple drops on this drive, gets the payoff at the end. And Daniel, he was wide open. And for Nate Adams, the offensive line gave him the time, and he can survey the field with the best of them and saw Cherry breaking free and just laid it out there perfectly for him.
Manny Hernandez good on the point after he's only missed 1 this season. 4:18 mark, first quarter. Clay County 7, Monterey 9. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Wildcats of Monterey 7-0, 4:18 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 75-yard drive, and they did it on 9 plays that took 3 minutes and 46 seconds off the clock. Nate Adams, a big 23-yard rush. Then he heated up, found Lance Burchett and Waylon Cherry. And then Waylon Cherry capped it with an 18-yard touchdown catch to put Clay County up one score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Reese Adams making the tackle on the kickoff coverage. 4:10 mark of this first quarter. Clay County up 7-0. Monterey taking over their second offensive possession. They'll do so from their own 26-yard line. 74-yard field in front of the Wildcat offense. Quick screen. Intercepted. Pick six. Nolan Adams stepping in front. Big brother Nate. A lot of times with interceptions, guess what? Little brother can do it too.
Playing with fire, Daniel. Go to the air against these dogs. I don't care if it's Nate Adams, who it is back there. They're ball hawks, and they're gamers. We needed gamers to step up for a quick start. They're doing it.
Well, me and you both knew. We didn't say it because we didn't have to. We knew when we saw Monterey going to the air that wasn't going to last long before we saw that. And certainly it did not. The second possession for the Wildcats, and the pick six came. And we've got a penalty flag out. Monterey playing with 12, perhaps.
What a play. Nolan Adams right there. We all knew it.
We saw
it coming. You lay it out there like that, that's what you get.
Snap. Set. Kicks away. It's high. It's straight. It's true. Manny Hernandez and Nolan Adams put the Dogs up 14-0 over Monterey. 4:03 mark first quarter.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead Monterey 14-0 after about a 25-yard pick six by Nolan Adams.
Monterey quickly with their third offensive possession of the night here. Going to play it with four wide to the right. And where's this two tight, three pullback set that we had seen out of Monterey last week at East Robertson? Incomplete pass. I'll just be honest, I do not understand why Coach Hughes came out and attacked the game this way. Now, I did hear Monterey had some injuries. Perhaps that's affecting. Maybe some offensive linemen out. But they're so good at running that two tight, three blocking back set.
They
you know,
may be, but now they're down 14-0. So you're not going to see any of that from here on out, Daniel.
Well, yeah, it's first quarter, though. You know, so you're right, though, Thomas.
I would. I'd still try it.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Now we see a shift, a bit of a wishbone backfield. behind Phillips, who's going to go under center now. Too tight set, hand off to the back. He's off right side, and here we go. Maybe I shouldn't have talked about him because now they churn out right at 10 yards on this first carry.
Yeah, and that's what we expected. Like we said, coming into this one, out of this Wildcat attack, as we see Warner Smith getting his second stop of the night. You know, and they've been effective when they ran the ball. They had some couple negatives when they went horizontal, but when they ran the ball downhill, Daniel, they've been effective.
Hey, Monterey, you know, they beat us 9 out of the last 12 times we played. This is a Monterey team who went from Billy Heady to Scott Hughes and gained momentum. They have been good for quite some time up on the mountain. Phillips, the throw release is going to be overshot. And that was on third and short, so you've got to think they're going for it on fourth and short here. Because why go for the corner route over the top there if you already know you're going, exactly.
Yeah.
Four
yeah.
down territory, trailing by 14 early in this one here.
We may see our three fullbacks for the first time here, Daniel. We haven't seen it. We expected to see it all night. Nope.
Fourth and about a foot. Wishbone backfield behind Phillips going under center. Look for the quarterback sneak. Clay Kenny bowing up here on fourth down, hopefully. There's the snap. Hand off to a back.
Nope.
Has the first down off right side. Didn't get a lot, but got enough. When you're only needing a foot, it's pretty tough to defend.
Yeah, Cole leads with the tackle right there. You know, a good job by Clay County stopping it up and then the safety coming up and making the stop. But you're right. They didn't need much to pick up that one.
First and 10 now, Monterey. Clock is wound. 3-minute mark and ticking up this first quarter. Monterey snapping on the fifth play of this draft. First and 10.
Playing with some tempo.
Ball at the Monterey 45-yard line. Phillips in the gun. Gives off to man off right side. He gets north and south, then stood up, gained him about 2 and nothing else. Far sideline away from us. Not sure who made the tackle. Probably the outside backer playing on that side.
Yeah, we see actually Hayden Adams getting horizontal like he always does from that nose guard position, and his brother Reese also out there.
Clay County up 14-9. Of course, had Nate Adams to Waylon Cherry touchdown pass. Then the first snap on Monterey's second possession, a Nolan Adams pick 6 that has given Clay County this 2-possession lead. Dogs won last year up on the mountain 35-13. Hand off to a back, gets to the 50-yard line and wrestle back. Still on his feet and actually loses yardage now. Since the officials allowed that play to continue, I feel like they should spot the football back here. A loss of 2 or 3, they're going to give forward progress, and I understand that, but wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah, it was. But a good job by Clay County to bring up another third down directly at midfield, Daniel.
3rd and 5. I think Warren Smith perhaps in on the stop there from his inside linebacker position. Phillips is going to be under center again. Wishbone set from Coach Hughes in Monterey here. Here's the snap. Play action handoff. Oh. Tackle made for nothing. No gain.
Yeah.
Reese Adams coming off the edge and just crashing down. Thomas, I have to think he made first contact now. Whoever's playing this right defensive tackle, Caden Strong doing a nice job as well, holding up things at the line of scrimmage, but Adams collapsing off the edge.
Yeah, Reese just, I don't know, annihilated that tackle on this side, Daniel, and, had free run at the back.
4th and 5, Monterey going to punt this time. Nolan Adams has already hurt him once. Can he do so this time from his punt return position? He stands at the 20-yard line. Going to let it bounce. Stays away from it. Monterey going to down it there. 47 seconds left in this first quarter. Is Clay Kenny going to take over for what's their second offensive possession? They have a 14-0 lead. Going to check the official spot here. Ball being set down at the 21-yard line, 79-yard field in front of this black, purple, and gold offense.
I think right here is what, kind of trying to establish that run game, Daniel, early on. Get Soto going. He doesn't have a touch yet here tonight.
Mm-mm. 1st and 10, dogs break huddle. 2 wide and a tight end right. Nolan Adams by himself to the left. Nate rolls right. Sets up, unwinds, going to be caught. Lance Burchett with it, cuts back to the middle of the field, brought down. Good enough for the first down. Very good chemistry there between Adams and Burchett. No surprise, though. the first cousins, classmates, and played ball at all kinds of venues over the years, front yards and backyards and ball fields alike.
About a 15-yard gain, I guess.
15 exactly, from the 21 up to the 36. Clay County leading it 14-9. 15 seconds in ticket here in the first quarter. Game kicked off at 7:30. Two wide left. Nate looking back at the clock, making sure this is going to be the last snap, I suppose, of the first quarter. Could let it go, actually, if he wants to. Quarter's going to expire. So Clay County taking a nice 14-9 lead into the break. The game clock was 1 second ahead of the play clock there, was able to run it out. So Clay County will be snapping first and 10. They've already got a two-possession 14-point lead in the first quarter as it ends over the visiting Monterey Wildcats.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Monterey 14-0 heading into the second quarter. And here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Honestly, Clay County hasn't done a whole lot offensively. They've rushed it three times. Nolan Adams, 1 for 7. Nate Adams, a big run. He's got 2 carries for 27 yards. And they've just thrown it 6 times. And Nate Adams is 3 for 6 for 38 yards. Leading the way tackle-wise, Reese Adams has 4 so far. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Call this play, Daniel.
First and 10 from the 36, swing pass. Different formation there to Clay Kenny. Went a two-back set. Split backs went on either side of Nate.
Eco Panels, find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Pretty sure that was Soto over at the right hip, had the swing pass. Went from the 36 up to what we'll call the 38. Pick up a 2, makes it 2nd and 8. Third play of this dog drive coming. Clay County leading 14-9. Adams to Cherry on the touchdown, then the Nolan Adams pick 6. He's created this lead. 3 wide to the left. Nate looks that way. Going to be caught by brother Nolan. 35, 40, 45, 50. Cross midfield and out of bounds. Good enough for the first down. Nolan Adams, such a shifty receiver. One of the, simply put, one of the best to play from that position here. Only a junior. Nolan coming back to the huddle. A little shaken up on that play. Took a pretty hard hit right at the sideline, but appears to be all right.
49.
Yes, El Monterey. Cross midfield stripe. 4th play of the dog drive coming. Whistle's blowing here. Chain's not set yet. Had a malfunction. Looks like maybe the chain came off the down marker across the way.
Yeah, you're talking about Nolan Adams. You know, we've already seen what he can do on the defensive side with the pick 6, Daniel. But just get it to him in space. You're not going to tackle him with that first guy. He's going to make him miss and probably at least 2 more. And he just did it there on what was a 13-yard gain to get Clay County a first down and across midfield.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about it before here on our broadcast. Very physical player. You see him, you see the frame. He's not a small guy. You kind of like to say he's not very big, but pretty good-sized young man and plays a lot bigger than he actually is. 1st and 10. Nate with it. Gets to Soto. Aiden going to be brought down. Tackle for loss. Just a good defensive effort by Monterey's number 69, Colt Elrod, the big senior defensive lineman. And he was the only guy there. If we had him blocked, it may have turned him loose. Could have been a replay, but simply put, just a great play by Elrod.
Yeah, and we've seen that out of Monterey for some time now. They've usually got a guy that we can't hardly get blocked, and it may be him.
Certainly so. And I mentioned earlier, Monterey with some guys out. I don't think senior Cole Bowman, one of their better backs, don't think he's available tonight for the Wildcats. anytime you lose somebody with the experience of a Bowman, very difficult for you. Second 11, after loss of one ball at the midfield stripe here at the 50, Nate going to roll right, has three wideouts that right. He wants a big one, releases deep downfield. Going to be caught by Nolan Adams. What a catch. Elevated high, high point in the football. And you talk about a set of hands, the strength and the talent to squeeze the football midair, twisting his body, Thomas, and maintaining possession as he came down to the ground. Perhaps the best catch we've seen Nolan Adams make.
Yeah, you know, I know it was in double or coverage. It wasn't double coverage, it was single coverage. His brother Nate knew that. Put the ball on the money, Daniel, but it's coming back.
Out of bounds, they say. Did not come down inbounds with it. It was still, we called it like it was. It's just technically an incomplete pass.
Oh, well.
Third and 11 now. What a good hookup there. And that's one of those deals. Outstanding coverage by the Wildcat DB. But when it's put in the place only your guy can get it, you just can't defend it.
Yeah, Nate rolled out there, and we talked about him. He got his feet set that time and launched a perfect pass.
Timeout going to be taken by Coach Lamb here, 9:22 mark of this second quarter. Third and 11 when we come back. Clay County leading 14-9.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs up 14-0. Big third down here at midfield, Daniel.
Ball sitting directly on that CC logo, 50-yard line. Third and 11 here. 9:26 mark. Clay County coming out of a timeout. Coach Lamb with opportunity to talk to his guys, dial up something special perhaps. Nate rolls right. Plenty of time. Sets his feet, comes back to the left, looking downfield. Good coverage by Monterey, nowhere to go. Now he's it to Nolan. Nolan going to catch it. Double coverage. Maintain possession, even though he's hit from behind. Just playground football at its best. Credit Monterey. Nate had nowhere to go. He said, well, I got to do something with it. Chucked it up to brother Nolan, and he hauls it in.
Yeah, that's just what we're saying about the one that wasn't a completion a while ago, Daniel, except for that time. Not, you know, it wasn't a pinpoint pass. He was just giving his brother a chance, like you said. Just kind of threw it up there, and Nolan went and got it.
Clay Kenny now with it at the Monterey 27-yard line, just right out the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Dogs driving right to left, heading towards Proctor Creek in the scoreboard. First and 10, give to Soto, heading around the right side, gets the corner. Now flags come out, probably a hold. I think they're going to get tight end Reese Adams for the hold over there. And that's just tough. We talked about that last week on the broadcast. There comes a point in time when that back gets outside of you. You've almost got to let that block go. And that's what took place right there. You know, even if it's clean and you continue to block, when sweep's been run around you, sometimes they get you on that hold.
Yeah, they do. And it depends, like you say, on where the ball carrier is.
Right.
Up.
If he cuts inside of that, it's probably fine. Not a hold, you know,
yeah.
Just by the perception of the official.
I mean, let's be honest. Every block, somebody's got a hold of a jersey.
Why, sure.
You just keep it in tight until that player goes one way or the other. And if you can't follow him, it's going to be caught.
Replay the down. Ball's backed up to the 30-yard line. Hold happened downfield, so officially a 3-yard penalty, I guess. First and 13. Play action pass. Nate under pressure. Rolls right. Releases. Going to throw it out of bounds over the head of Reese. Had a receiver in the area, so no intentional grounding going to be called there. But definitely throwing the way to live to fight another day.
Yeah, good job by Nate right there. Just, like you said, sailing it into the crowd. And, he sprung a leak there in the protection that flushed Nate out. And, again, good coverage by Monterey on that sideline route.
Eighth play of this dog drive coming. Ball at the Monterey 30. Clay County up 14-0 if you're just joining us. Of course, this game originally scheduled for tomorrow night. A lot of games moved to Thursday night. Honestly, kind of thought we'd made a mistake at one point. That forecast has been all over the place. They said a 100% chance earlier today at 7 o'clock for this contest. And fortunately, it's dry right now. Nice tackle, open field. Had the little bubble screen set up to Lance Burchett. You talk about running that play, you say it's a one-on-one, our athlete against theirs, and just a great play by Colin Fowler. I think if Lance would have had time to secure the ball and just even had 1 yard to play with, Mike could have juked him out of the position. But Fowler there right on top of it as soon as Burchett caught the football.
Yeah, it's going to bring up third and long here from the 29, Daniel. And you're right. I mean, he hit him. I don't know how he caught it, just to be honest with you. He played it well.
So lost yards there then.
About one.
No, lost four.
Oh, lost four.
I think so, because we're third and deeper now.
I had it at the 30 before.
Okay. Yeah, now we're at the 34.
Okay.
Nate to throw. Third and long. Releases. Going to be caught. Lance Burchett. A big touchdown. He may have lost 4 yards on the last one, but he gains about 34 with the touchdown. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. And senior Lance Burchett has a touchdown reception in every game of this season.
Yeah, he's just been great, Daniel. He's been right there picking on 100 yards receiving every game and a score. And he just makes plays. You throw it in his area, he goes and gets it. And watch these dogs roll.
Pour it on them, baby. 20-9, 7-10 mark second quarter against this stout Monterey team. Clay County just explosive at this point. Hernandez on for the extra point. 2-2 so far on the night. Has only missed one this season. That came in the opening game against York. Snap, set, kicks away. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 21-9, 7-10 mark, second quarter. It's all Clay County.
Wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina for Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs are putting it on the Wildcats 21-0. 7-10 left here in the second quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 79-yard drive, and they did it on 9 plays and milked 5 minutes and 37 seconds off the clock. Big plays in that drive. Nate Adams found his brother Nolan twice, one for 13, one for 23, and then hooked up with Lance Burchett for a 34-yard touchdown. Manny Hernandez banged it through, and it's 21-0. Clay County. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. What about them dogs, Daniel?
Looking strong right now. 65-yard field in front of the Monterey offense. 7-10 mark second quarter as they take over for their fourth possession. 21-0 Clay County. A lot of football left, but everything going good. Here's this two tight, three blocking back set that Monterey is known for. Direct snap to the quarterback. He's off right side, going to be hit and drug. Cole Eads doing a good job of coming in there. But nice job. I don't know if Phillip stays the ball carrier that time, going to be Luke Blaylock. I don't know if they rotate the carriers there, but certainly it's usually a bigger back rather than junior quarterback Eli Phillips. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what we expected from the start from Monterey, and it's the first time we've seen it, Daniel.
Yeah, I thought they would open the game in this. Fortunately, they came out passing and spotted us a pick six. Same thing. Another 4 to 5 yard carry. Going to move the sticks here, depending on the spot. And, yeah, this is what you feared, from Monterey. And once again, not sure why Coach Hughes didn't open it, but I think they spotted us two scores by not opening in it.
Yeah, basically, because, you know, this is where we're going to have to see, I don't know, some grit out of Clay County. Roland Holloway and Caden Strong and the big guys up front, and then those linebackers getting downhill, Daniel, and making tackles.
Two times, three blocking backs. Direct snap. Here comes a big one this time. Almost a 10-yard surge.
Yeah, Worm Smith tripping up the ball carrier, Daniel. Or Nolan Adams is going to have to make a touchdown-saving tackle.
Senior Logan Montgomery, the ball carrier that time. So we do see that rotation of ball carriers out of this set.
See a little change here as Caden Strong comes off and going to go a little 3-3 stack look maybe.
Yeah, bringing Reese Adams to the inside a lot of times on this. Now they go back to the spread again. So two wide to the left. It's still a two tight end set. So they still like the numbers in the box as they give off to the big back this time. He breaks the arm tackle before he's wrestled down by Worm Smith. Moves the sticks on second one, though. Ball carrier Colin Fowler. I always forget his name. I just call him the big back. And certainly he a thick player. Is yeah. Fowler the senior.
Let's see. We got somebody getting up slow.
Bryson gonna be, Sharp. Yes, sir. Bryson Sharp, the junior, inside linebacker, and played left guard last week. We'll go to injury timeout. I don't think a cramp here, but a lower extremity issue for junior Bryson Sharp. 5:04 mark of this second quarter. Clay up 21-9. We'll be back.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County up 21-0. Bryson Sharp got a little help to get to the sideline, but I think he's going to be okay, Dan.
I think so. Under the watchful eye of trainer Chad Hallway right now, sometimes, you know, you just take a cleat to the shin or something like that, and it's enough to take you out for a couple plays. Bryson, an extremely tough kid. I heard he basically had a fingernail ripped off at Jackson County last week and taped it up, went right back in, played on that offensive line. So certainly a lot of grit and toughness in Bryson Sharp. Phillips with it. Flags come out.
There we go.
Good defensive effort. Roland Holloway, the big anchor of the offensive line, or defensive line that time. False start against Monterey, going to be accepted, wiping out the Holloway tackle. But we talked a lot about him during the second half of the broadcast last week down in Jackson County. He had half a dozen tackles that we had credit for, so probably had at least two or three more that we didn't see.
Yeah, I think that was kind of his coming out party on the defensive side for sure. Roland Holloway just basically dominated the Blue Devils up front in that game, Daniel.
Monterey with it. First and 15 after the penalty. They have it in Clay County territory, the 42. Phillips with it. Play action pass. Releases.
And there.
Nearly intercepted. Throw it again. 4:38 mark here. Second quarter clock is stopped with an incomplete pass. 21-9. And Phillips, a good quarterback, makes good decisions. But this Clay County defense just so feisty in the secondary, Thomas.
Yeah, they are. You know, they got the coverage, but it's, I don't know. It's almost just like they're daring the opposing quarterback to put it in the air, Daniel.
4:36 mark second quarter. Couldn't have been better so far if you're a Clay County fan. 21-9, Dogs lead. Breeze starting to blow here into the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Quarterback keeper Phillips off right side. Gets some positive yardage. But on second and 15, only converts it to around third and 10. So a good play for Monterey. They are in four down territory, so...
Yeah, and you see there a little adjustment from Coach Dickerson, both Adams on the edge, as Hayden makes that stop.
Third and 10. Gain of 5 for Phillips. Clay County needing a good stop here. Create a passing situation. And a timeout going to be taken by Monterey here. We're going to go to break. 4:06 mark, second quarter. Clay County up 21-9.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here in line, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. 3rd and 10, Monterey banging the 2-tight, 3-block, and back set. Off right side now, nice little game, going to be hit, still moving the feet, brought down close to the sticks. Hayden Adams involved, Reese Adams involved, Nolan Adams involved. Not sure who the primary was. A lot of different dogs coming back from the scene of the crime. Ball sitting about 1 yard from a first down. It's at the Clay County 29, 4th and 1. Swing the camera around so you can see the sticks over there. If you're watching the video feed on Facebook, folks, we appreciate every listener and viewer we have here on the Horizon Sports Network. 8th year of covering Clay County High School sports. We love doing it. I want to thank our sponsors as well. They make it all possible. 4th and short. Here we go. Going to get the first down with a nice run. Not a whole lot more, but got what was necessary to extend this drive. Monterey churning it out. I quit tracking on this drive, but already they're snapping around double-digit plays. 3:17 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs do lead 21-0, and plenty of football left. Ball now sitting at the 23-yard line, Thomas.
Yeah, and this again, this is the Monterey we thought we were going to see.
Yeah.
This is what we were worried about. They're marching, Daniel.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. It's just hard to stop. We're doing a good job with it, but it is hard to deny 2-3 yard pickups on this. And sometimes they break you from over. 15, the ball carry this time into the left side, and the loose ball. Clay Kenny says they got it. Waiting for the official signal, and it's going to be some frivolous activity. I think Hayden Adams coming over that loose ball. And
yeah,
it could have been that Colton Brown just celebrating, but it looks like he had been accosted perhaps. A little bit frustrated after that one, Thomas.
Yeah, he was. But huge for Clay County. That's how you stop that Monterey power run. You strip the ball, Daniel. And we even saw, you know, I think it was Nolan Adams coming off the edge there. He was getting hailed and everything else. But Clay County made a play out of it.
Dogs taking over. We'll call it the 23-yard line, 77-yard field. In front of this Clay County offense, 2:44 left in this first half of play. 21-0 the lead. Nate with it. Rolls left, flips the hips, hooks downfield. Wants a big one. Here it comes. Waylon Cherry at the 50. Nearly caught his Lance Burchett, not Waylon. Just could not hang on. Pretty good coverage there by number 3, Justin Guzman, the senior defensive back for the Wildcats. Cherry wears 20, Burchett 26 for the Dogs. That time it was Burchett who was targeted. Clock stops at the 2:37 mark. Clay County and Monterey both 2-1 on the year. Of course, Monterey playing out of Region 3AA. They open the season with a pair of wins. Beat Cannon County 21-7, then Rockwood 34-18 before making the trip to East Robinson. Fought hard over there last week against the Indians, but lost 15-22. And Thomas, like you said, East Robinson, the number one team in AA in the state, and they people.
Yeah.
Need to throw with it here. Quick little hookup on the out to Nolan. Nolan, a power move, picks up another yard before he's run out of bounds. Could be a first down here. And it is. Sticks are going to move. Just making it look easy there, Thomas.
Yeah, it's just a timing thing. I mean, Nate releases that thing on a rope before Nolan comes out of his break. Knows how fast he cuts, knows how fast he comes out. Because you can't throw it that hard and complete it unless you do, Daniel. And then Nolan Adams, he's not stepping out of bounds. He's turning north-south and picking up extra yardage for the first.
From the 23 up to the 38, looks like a 15-yard pickup there. 3 wide to the right, tight end left. Reese Adams playing the tight end this year for the Dogs. Nate with it. Rolls right. Right. Quick release. Going to be a touchdown. Perhaps foot race. Saints Merchant with it. Up to the 35. Going to be dragged down now. At the 25. And Lance on the little seam route. And that looked to me, for fans who made the trip to Cornersville back during Nate's freshman year, he had a hookup on a seam route to Jimmy Burchett down there and a big win on the road. And very similar there. Very similar play. Raised up, hit younger brother Lance of Jimmy there, and Lance flipping the field with the explosive.
Yeah, this is a great play. It's showing the speed and the toughness to finish it off. And, again, Nate Adams dialing in, Daniel.
Lance coming off a bit shaken up after he was brought down there. Minute 50 and ticking. Ball sitting at the Monterey 23-yard line. Nate throwing as well as we've seen him, and that's saying something. Two wide right. Nate quick release. Going to be caught by Nolan. Run out of bounds around the 12. Clock going to stop at the 137 mark as Nolan's wrestled out of bounds. And once again, talk about it being a timing thing, and that's what it was. That ball being released before Nolan had even turned the head around. And that only comes from repetition after repetition. And certainly the brothers have had a lot of those together. Ball now setting up at the Monterey 17-yard line inside the red zone. Second, and we'll call it four from the 17. Whistles blow at the snap. Clay County going to be called for a false start. Going to back it up five. Minute six left here in this second quarter. Clay County up 21-0. Trying to tack on another score prior to the half. Dog's going to get the football as well to start this third quarter play. So looking for the two for one here. Second nine. Nate with it. Rolls right. Steps left. Into the pocket. Releases for the end zone. Incomplete. One of those situations where Nate could have stepped up and ran that one a long way. Can't criticize the call to go to the end zone, though. But one of Nate's strongest suits, always having his eyes downfield. He can feel the pressure break down as he steps up in the pocket, keeps those eyes downfield, looking for receivers, and had a man there, just couldn't hook up. Ball being snapped from the 22-yard line, third and nine here. 46 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Soto at the left here. Nate with it. Luke's left. Quick release. That's Soto on the wheel route. Aiden Soto going to go into the end zone for a Clay County touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Aiden Soto in the student section. As you can see, loving it. Just like us here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. 27-0. 39 seconds left, Tom, here in this second quarter.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I asked for a quick start. I don't know. We've got a perfect start is what we've got. And this offense clicking, Nate Adams dialed in, these receivers making plays, Aiden Soto out of the backfield, the pick six from Nolan Adams. Clay County is just dominating here in the first half.
Manny Hernandez, 4-4, makes it 28-0. Dogs up, 39 seconds left to play in the first half.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. It's all dogs, 28-0 over Monterey, about 40 seconds left here in the first half. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Six plays, 77 yards as Nolan Adams has a couple catches in there. Lance Burchett, a big 39-yarder. And Aiden Soto hauls in a 22-yard touchdown from Nate Adams. Hernandez kick good, 28-0 Clay County. And they've got the ball back on a special teams fumble here, I think, Daniel.
This dog drive summary brought to you by EcoPals of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPalsOfTN.com. EcoPals of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Somebody dialing up the onside kick. Manny Hernandez executing to perfection. Sophomore Cage Ashley coming down and covering that ball. Heads up play by him. Clay County taking back over 37 seconds left. They could score again. We could have a running clock when we come back out from the break here.
48.
48-yard line, a short field. Nate with it, steps back, releases, caught. Lance Burchett, 38-yard line and brought down.
Timeout.
Nate Adams throwing the football is crisply and is decisively as I've ever seen him do it. And we're talking about the all-time leading passer in all things here at Clay County. And I think I'm seeing him play his best football game to this point, Thomas. As far as efficiency goes, the receiver's doing a great job doing their part. But just playing really well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I don't know. We talk about him so much, Daniel, but he is the best that's ever played here as a Bulldog. And, you know, if you give him just a little bit of time, he's going to create the rest. He's going to make a play downfield. Because another thing, he's got guys that will go get it.
Absolutely.
He's got Nolan. He's got Lance. He's got Waylon Cherry. He's got Reese Adams. He don't even use half the time because he doesn't have to.
And he'll be the first to credit all that. And I talked to him the other day and mentioned some of this to him. He said, well, you know what, that first year, freshman year, he said, I had Alec and had Jimmy and had Grant and Jeff. And he said, I couldn't ask for a better group to throw it to when he filled in for Keaton Arms when Keaton was injured. And so Nate humble about it, giving credit everywhere else. Nate now under pressure, though, going to roll away from the pressure across midfield, releases, incomplete. Clock stopped at 19 seconds. Monterey doing a good job of getting after Nate. A lot of these plays have come after he's had to break pocket. We saw, I think it was, they don't have a 70. Maybe a big Bradley Reagan, perhaps, on the defensive pressure that time for Monterey. Ball at the 38-yard line. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. So a 10-yard pickup on the first one.
Yeah.
Exactly 10, which made it first and 10. Now second and 10 after incomplete. Waylon Cherry splits to the left. Cole Eads heads to the right. Nolan Adams sets at the right hip and eight, so toward the left hip. Watch for wheel routes out of those two. Here's the snap. Nate drops back. Hits the wheel route to Nolan on the sideline. We called it. He's going to be brought down. Is he going to go in?
Touchdown.
I see a touchdown. Are they going to get it?
No.
They talk. They say the one. I saw the pylon go down with the football. Going to have it at the one. What a play. What an effort. Nolan Adams.
Must have had to put out of bounds, I guess. But he stretched farther than 1 yard. If you touch the pylon, it's a score.
Exactly. Stepped out at the two. It looks
okay.
Like Thomas.
All right, I'll take that.
You just saw the wheel route coming. You know, I mentioned it before. You know, you're going to have double wheels from Soto and Nolan, and that's what it was. Quick release, thrown on a laser. Nolan taking it down first and goal now. 9 seconds left in this second quarter. So from the 38 to the 3, a 35-yard pickup. Nate in the gun. Rolls right. Going to try to run for it. Gets in there. Touchdown, Nolan Adams. Not Nolan, but Nate, and a flag comes out. We'll have to make sure. I think this is after the score should stand. Sometimes I still call off the wrong brother, Thomas, after years of broadcasting them.
Easy done.
I have to wait and see what this call is. Once again, I don't think it will affect the score. The touchdown does stand. Now we're going to see unsportsmanlike conduct against Clay. Something must have been said. I don't know who got that one, but you got to be careful. Two unsportsmanlikes will get you tossed. Fortunately, don't know how long we'll see these starters in the second half with it 35-9. Of course, Clay County going to have the ball to start the third quarter as well, as we mentioned earlier. So not only have they completed the 2-for-1 as we hope for, Thomas, they're going to make it a 3-for-1 due to that onside kick.
Yeah, just great call. You know, don't give them an opportunity, Daniel.
Right.
Just, you know, you got the momentum and just cut the head off, and that's what they're doing is Manny Hernandez makes it 35-0.
Impressive, impressive. I think, Thomas, the big thing there that you see on that onside kick decision, some folks will say, why do that? You've already got that 28-0 lead. Well, here's why I think. I feel it's because Coach Lamb has that much respect for Coach Hughes and this Monterey squad. He saw the Wildcats drive the length of the field just a few minutes ago in that heavy set. It's hard to come back with that style of offense and win if you're trailing by five possessions. That's why you saw the onside kick. It's not about trying to run the score up. It's not about trying to be disrespectful to an opponent. It's trying to make sure we're going to win this football game. Clay County going to kick off. Talk about Manny Hernandez for a minute. What an addition to this squad. He's been at Clay County High School for 4 years. He's a senior. He's always been here in Thomas, but the first year playing Bulldog football, and wished he hadn't been hiding so long in the halls. He's missed one extra point this season, and he's had several attempts.
Yeah, he has, and we've seen it so many times. How many games have been lost or won by 1 point, high school games, and you know, this is just, you're right, a great addition to this team. A weapon is what he is, Manny Hernandez.
Seeing the personal foul being stepped off, ball retreated 15 yards from the 40 back to the 25. So perhaps we'll see the full extent of Hernandez's leg here if we try to kick deep. 4 seconds left on this second quarter clock. Clay County up 35-9. Hernandez waiting on the whistle. And he approaches, puts his foot to it, spiraling squib kick, going to go out of bounds at the 40. So Monterey going to have it at the 40-yard line here with 4 seconds to play. May see Coach Hughes go ahead and try to heave one here. I mean, he's got to try to generate points somehow at this point in time. Wish I had the official numbers on Coach Hughes during his career at Monterey. He's had an outstanding career as head coach of that Wildcat program. Came in, it was in good shape. Longtime head coach Billy Henney had left him in pretty good hands up there. But he's come in, thank Hughes as an alumni of Quilpin High School, and he's done a great job with that Putnam County program of Monterey. Phillips at the position of quarterback, slings it out on the quick screen, caught by a Wildcat, across the midfield stripe, run out of bounds and tackled by Nolan Adams in the first half ends. Black, purple, and gold dominance here. Clay County 35, Monterey none at the break. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. they can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where it's all Clay County over Monterey. They're up 35-0 over the Wildcats here at the break in Salina. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. It started with the Clay County defense turning Monterey back on their opening possession with a turnover on downs before Nate Adams and this Clay County offense went to work. He rushed for 23 yards on the first drive and then hooked up with Waylon Cherry for an 18-yard touchdown. Manny Hernandez banged through the first of his made extra points. Clay County was up 7-0 with the 4:18 left in the first quarter. And then the next offensive play by Monterey, Nolan Adams, about a 25-yard pick six. Hernandez was true again. Just seconds later, Clay County had a 14-0 lead. They forced a Monterey punt and then went to work. Had a long drive capped by a Nate Adams to Lance Burchett, 34-yard touchdown. Hernandez was good again. It was 21-0, 7:10 left here in the first half, and then the Dogs put this away early with two quick touchdowns right before the break. Aiden Soto, 22-yard scoring strike from Nate Adams to make it 28-0, and then an onside kick gave it back to the Dogs with 32 seconds to play, and Nate Adams capped another drive where he found Lance Burchett and his brother Nolan for big games with a 3-yard touchdown run as Adams made it 35-0 here. At the break, Clay County's racked up a total of 288 first-half yards. Nate Adams is 15 for 23 for 251 yards and three touchdowns. He also has the rushing touchdown as Clay County kind of been a little slow on the ground, only 37 yards rushing on a total of five carries. But it was all about Nate Adams through the air in this receiving core he's got is Lance Burchett, Waylon Cherry, Nolan Adams, Aiden Soto and others doing a great job coming down with catches here for Clay County. Don't have those added up. We'll have them at the end of the game as far as the receiving goes. Defensively, Clay County shut down this Monterey attack also. Reese Adams leading the way with seven stops here at the halftime. Aiden Soto, two. Bryson Sharp has two. Nolan Adams, four. Worm Smith's got five. Hayden Adams has three. Coeds, two. And Roland Holloway, one so far. Of course, the big defensive play, that pick six by Nolan Adams. Again, Clay County leads Monterey 35-0 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest. With breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous
Friday Night Catfish. Folks, go see them if you haven't gone country lately.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here from Salina, Tennessee. Clay County, a huge lead at the break, 35-9 over the visiting Monterey Wildcats. Going to go ahead now and get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank & Trust. Youth League football, two of the Clay County Youth League football teams opened their season last Saturday as they hosted Cannon County. The flag team lost 0-18 to start the season at 0-1, while the junior division won in overtime 6-0 on an Abram Walker touchdown run to start the year at 1-0. The seniors did not play due to Cannon County not fielding a senior team this year. All three squads are scheduled to be in action at home on Saturday as Trousdale County comes to John Tibbles Field for a 10 a.m. start time. Salina Junior High football, they actually played today. They had traveled north to Monroe County, Kentucky. Ended up losing a hard-fought game 24-12. That puts them 4-2 on the season. Last week, they had won their fourth straight prior to tonight with a 16-6 victory over Monterey. Had a great team effort overall. That win last week did earn the squad home field advantage for their division around playoff game on Saturday, September the 21st. And as we mentioned, a 24-12 loss tonight in Monroe County. They will travel to Jackson County on Tuesday to play the final regular season junior high football game this coming week. And it'll be here once again, John Tibbles Field, on Saturday, September 21st. I'm not sure what time that division around playoff game kicks off. We'll let you know next week on the broadcast, but come out and support them. Tennessee Tech football, John Hamilton and the Golden Eagles are 0-2 after surviving their trip between the hedges in Athens, Georgia last Saturday. They did have a respectable 3-48 defeat to the nation's best team. Tech now has its home opener on Saturday in 2 days as they meet conference foe Tennessee State for a 1:30 kickoff. Hermitage Springs Junior High volleyball, the Young Lady Wildcats, were 0-5 on the season. They had been idle for 2 weeks, but that changed today when they went to Bobby Barkett Gym to face the Lady Dawgs. They had a very busy upcoming week with three contests scheduled next week. Monday, the junior high team from Hermitage Springs will travel to Jackson County. Then on Tuesday, they host Dodson Branch, and they make the short trip to Red One Springs on Thursday. They did lose today 2-0 in Salina, and that brings us to the Salina junior high volleyball team. That win over Hermitage Springs today puts them at 6-2 on the year. They lost to Jackson County on the road Tuesday of this week and hosted Hermitage Springs today. They've got two matches coming up next week. They travel to All Good Tuesday, and then they host Upperman on Thursday. Bradley Burchett heading up the junior high volleyball program as the head coach. High school volleyball, the Lady Dawgs had a big win today. That puts them at 4-5 overall and 4-4 in district play. Earlier this week, they were swept 3-0 on Monday in Gordonsville and then fell 1-3 at home against Jackson County on Tuesday. And then they next week, they'll travel to Monterey on Tuesday before welcoming York Institute into Joe Sims Gym on Thursday. They won 3-1 today at Red Bull and Springs. Clay County High School Cross Country Coach Jermaine McElbain's squad ran today at the Roan State Invitational over in Harriman. We don't know the results of that yet. Hopefully they did well, no injuries, and they're set to appear at Couple High School to run on Thursday, September the 19th. Finally, Clay County High School golf. Golf team hosted Clark Range on Monday and recorded the victory. Aiden King shot 41, Nolan Adams 52, Warner Melton 45, Brady Daly 46, Ethan Hayes 47, and Matt Weir 48. Only two matches remain in the regular season for the golf team. Both are against Clinton County and Monroe Counties from Kentucky. The Dawgs will host their Bluegrass Brethren on Monday over at Hidden Valley and then meet them at Delhalla State Park on Thursday. The golf team will have district tournament action coming up. It says Monday the 19th. I think I've got that date wrong. No, that is right. Monday, September the 19th. Nah, don't sound right. Either way, Thomas, they've got a district tournament coming up that we wish them good luck in. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Thomas, you want to do a Kermit Exterior scoreboard update before trivia?
Sure, got a few scores here, guys. Of course, some of these games must have not moved. We don't have a lot of scores coming in. We didn't talk about that during how they fared. Some of them may be played tomorrow night.
Right.
So only Thursday scores I have so far. Halftime, Macon County taking care of Smith County, 28-6. Fourth quarter, Westmoreland blowing out the Blue Devils, 42-0.
Woo.
The Eagles over Jackson County. And the third, White County leading Stone Memorial 21-6. Livingston Academy Hawkeye getting blown out by Upperman 41-0 in the fourth quarter. And then Whitwell 62-0 over Lookout Valley at this point. And that's really all I can find right now on Thursday night.
That's quite a bit for Thursday night.
This halftime scoreboard update was brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
We'll go ahead here on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show and do the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In the fourth game of the 1970 season, head coach Bobby Westmoreland led his 2-1 Dogs into battle against Monterey. Four quarters later, the black and gold had gained a 20-0 victory. What player accounted for two of the Salina scores with touchdown runs of 2 and 15 yards? If you think you know that answer, please send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read that one more time. In the fourth game of the 1970 season, head coach Bobby Westmoreland led his 2-1 Dogs into battle against Monterey. Four quarters later, the black and gold had gained a 20-0 victory. What player accounted for two of the Salina scores with touchdown runs of 2 and 15 yards? Have one guest coming in on the hotline of Jerry Strong, my dad. He was a senior on that 1970 squad. Of course, Dad has the privilege of being a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and was an outstanding, tough football player, but he is the incorrect answer. Had another guest coming in here of Butch Young. He had been graduated at that point in time. Of course, Butch Young, a senior in the fall of 68 on that Blanket Bowl champion team. Larry Austin being guest by Sam Daniels. Larry, a great guest. He was quarterback back in the late 60s, but he graduated. He's already gone at this point. Fall of 69 was his senior campaign, so he was 1 year removed from action at that point. Clay County fielding this kick here. Going to be brought down, so the Dogs will take over a pretty good field position to start this third quarter. So keep those guesses coming in. Gary Austin now being guest by Linda Strong. Gary, the younger brother of Larry, the late Gary Austin, was a senior in the fall of 1970, but incorrect on that answer. Still looking for the correct one.
I think we're going to see maybe a running clock.
Oh, yeah, 35-0. Absolutely. The only way that would change is if that 30-point differential closes down. So Clay County taking over first possession here at the 35-yard line, first and 10. Send in guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. Text those in if you have guesses. Nolan Adams on the little option play. Going to be brought down. Hard hit there, helmet to helmet. Could have seen a targeted penalty thrown, but no flags. Thomas, it looked like a forward pass to me. I honestly missed the start of the play. I was looking at the viewfinder of the camera to see if I had the ball. We've got a correct answer on the hotline here. We'll announce that in a moment.
10-yard
pickup, Thomas. 35 over the 45. Completion, Nate to Nolan. I'm pretty sure it was a pass rather than a rush. Hand up to Soto. Soto with it, 45. Stiff arm across the 50 and brought down. Gain of 6 for Soto, setting up second and 4. I've got some correct answers. I'm going to pull a first here. No, I may not do this again, but I'm going to award the winner of the Subway Trivia Challenge to someone on a Facebook comment here. And I'll tell you why. Because on the hotline, the first answer that came in, the first correct one, came from Jason Darhead Hamilton. Now, he's already won two of these things this year. And this will be his third win. I'm going to award it.
Kind of worms you're going to start looking there, too.
I know it, but I'm not. That's my disclaimer from the get-go. I'm not going to officially start doing this. I think we may have got the correct answer texted in.
Soto, first down run.
Correct answer is Mike Barlow. Mike, a senior, classmate, of course, of Jerry Strong and Gary Austin, guys who were guests earlier. Mike, the tailback of that squad in 1970, he had two rushing touchdowns against Monterey. So the winner James Arnold Strong coming in for the win on the Subway Trivia Challenge tonight. He'll be receiving through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a free sub certificate courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich yard's ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat, fresh, and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. First and 10, Clay County snapping another good DeSoto here. Gets up to the 40, spins into traffic, and brought down another short game. So Ronald Strong needs to text his mailing address to the Rising Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. So congratulations to him. And I think he did follow through with a text to the hotline. Sorry about taking that away from you, Nar, but couldn't give them all to you. Because actually the Facebook comment was before he had answered, Thomas. So
I'll take your word for it, Daniel. A lot of people guessing tonight on the hotline for sure.
We simply do not look at those comments a lot of times. It just happened to catch it out of the corner of my eye. That is not an official way to send in a response, but we are thankful for our commenters. There's that flip pass again, Thomas, and I see a forward pass on that one. It's almost an option pitch as rain begins to fall here. Nolan Adams, and I had a good look at that one. It was a forward pass.
Okay.
Traveled forward about 6 inches. Fans go for the umbrellas. And other things here is the ball now setting at the 38-yard line, and the skies open up, letting some rain come out finally. And another Facebook comment that I see now. I don't catch them all, but I caught this one too. Jason Norton Hamilton says he's protesting.
Is he?
That. And then had said he was just joking there. But appreciate everybody participating in that. Third and mid-range, third and five, we'll call it. Hand off to Soto again, burst the speed ahead. First down and more, going to keep the chains moving here.
Aiden Soto, you know, hadn't had opportunities here in this first half, Daniel, but this is what you got to have out of your big back is, you know, milk one away, and Aiden Soto's done that back-to-back first downs for him. Again, right at 100 yards the last two outings, and, you know, honestly, we just haven't had to use him
right.
A whole lot this year, but it's good to know that we got him.
Worm Smith coming off the field, so he may have been on that carry. He was out on the field. Very similar looking guy, similar build. One wears 23, the other 28. So from a distance, very difficult to tell. I do think Smith ball carry on the last one. Ball now setting at the 33-yard line of Monterey's end. 6:29 and ticking third quarter. Clay Kenny up 35-0. Give the Soto off right side. Clay Kenny keeping on the ground here, keeping this Mercy Real running clock moving. Of course, it wouldn't stop even if we had an incomplete pass, Thomas. But we talked about Coach Lamb essentially going for that on sides due to the respect he has for Coach Uzi Monterey, wanting to put the nail in the coffin early so they didn't linger, and now showing that same respect by keeping the ball on the ground here in this third quarter.
Yeah, and that's why he did it, to get the clock running
right.
and make sure that the game was virtually over. In two quarters, Daniel.
Well, he knows how dangerous a team Monterey can be. And go ahead and remove that opportunity as a timeout now taken on the field. We'll take it with them here. 6:04 mark, third quarter, 35-0. Clay County leading big.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Third and mid-range here after Soto was brought down by Logan Montgomery for the Wildcats. Yeah, not sure on the injury update for the Wildcats. I heard they came in four players short into this contest, so just kind of makes you curious, Thomas. We knew Bowman was out, their tailback. So this Monterey squad hopefully can get back to full health. They've got a lot of season in front of them. They host Westmoreland next week. Of course, we know how good Westmoreland is. That's a region game for Monterey. Monterey playing in that region with Westmoreland, Trousdale, Jackson, and Smith County. Ball at the 29-yard line here. Give to Soto. He's around right side on 3rd and 6. Picks up around 3 before he's hit. Rain continuing to fall here, and we've got 4th and short. Looking for the spot. 5 minutes and ticking here, 3rd quarter. 35-9. Black, purple, and gold in front. 4th and 5, Thomas, with it sitting at the 28-yard line. Getting a 1 for Soto.
Keep it on the ground here with the rain.
Yeah, I think so, Thomas. It's been running throughout this drive. We'll see it. A bit of a heavy look here. Tight bunch to the left. Going to run behind those blockers. No play action pass. Going to try to convert here on the first. There's the tossing. Going to be incomplete. Good defense there. Number 42 for the Wildcats. Not falling for that. Jack Blaylock, the junior. All over that. I like the play call. First time we've seen that tight bunch set this year. And, of course, that could have been affected potentially by this rainfall, a wet ball. But I credit more Blaylock with the good coverage.
Yeah, it was good coverage. And, you know, it's kind of underneath there, a little drag route. And, you know, if he weren't there, he would have been open because it was one-on-one.
So Monterey taking over here. Going to go with that 2 tight and 3 blocking back set. Direct snap coming, 1st and 10. Ball carries off right side. Has some room there. Going to have an explosive. Crosses the 40. Met by Nate Adams and others. Feet still moving. A rugby scrum developing. And the whistles blow as finally the ball carrier goes down. I believe we're going to see number 14 coming up off the bottom of the pile as the carrier, Luke Blaylock. With a good run there. 1st down and more for the Wildcats. I hate to keep barking up the same tree, but I'm just fortunate and happy. I think Lake County fortunate that Monterey did not open with this set that they're in right now. That's the one we were worried about is 3 more yards are picked up off left side this time. And the ball's advanced to near midfield. This is their bread and butter. It's what they do best.
It is, and we've seen it for years now. You know, maybe not out of this exact set, Daniel, but the same thing out of this Monterey team. And you know, it's been really effective for the Wildcats. You chronicled it, you know, in the last couple of decades. They've been pretty strong.
Oh, yeah. 2nd and 7 here after a gain of 3 on 1st and 10. Going to see Fowler this time receiving the snap. Goes off the left side. Nice defense, but he spins out of the tackle. Fowler, a stout runner, brought down short of the sticks. We'll have 3rd mid-range here as he crosses midfield up to the 49. Thomas, I'm leaving it to you on these tackles. You're doing a good job, not always announcing it, but you are recording tackles each play, I notice.
Yeah, Hayden Soto with the last one. Hayden Adams there getting the 2nd to bring him to the ground.
3rd and a short 4. Blocking backs shift from right to left. Ball carrier right up the gut. Brought down short of the sticks. Going to be 4th and around 1. Linebackers had to be involved there. Worm Smith, likely.
Yeah, I think Worm was in there for sure.
Reese Adams.
You see Reese coming up off the pile.
I think Reese has moved inside here. Coach Dickerson talked about it earlier today. That was his answer to this formation, was to change some bodies in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Has Sharp been out there since the injury early?
I don't know. Let's look for 51, see if we can find him. 4th and short, Monterey going to
get
close to it here. From my vantage point, I think they're going to move the sticks. But it is very close.
It's really close.
The white hat started to signal 1st down, then pulled his hand back. Now he says, yes, move on. So by the nose of the football, so a good Clay County defense there. May not have got the Wildcat offense off the field, but very little gain there on that 4th down conversion. I don't see Bryson. Yeah, I see him here with his helmet off.
Okay.
He's under his own power on the sideline. False start, according to the Clay County sideline. And it is going to back up. So 30 seconds of ticking left in this third quarter. We have not give time and score much in this third quarter. 35 to nothing. Of course, had to sort out some of the can of worms. I opened up there going to the Facebook comments on the trivia, but a little bit of trash talking.
You didn't see me shaking my head, did you?
Well, sometimes I make those executive decisions, even though I don't have the authority to do so. No. First and 15 after the penalty. A nice hit there.
That's how you play it. Roland Holloway coming down the line, and then also Mr. Worm, who's having a big night in there, Daniel.
That's going to end the third quarter with a bang, literally. Clay County 35, Monterey 9 after 3. We're going to go to a break.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football. It's all dogs up 35-0 headed into the fourth quarter here, Daniel.
Monterey with the football. Clay County had one possession to open the third, had a drive that stalled out after an incomplete pass on fourth down. Now Monterey with their first possession of this second half, and we're into the fourth quarter. Of course, the big action, as we talked about over that Subway Trivia Challenge, a lot of guessers. Of course, Mike Barlow being the correct answer back in that 1970 win against Monterey, fall of 70. Bobby Westmoreland, the first of his 2 years as head coach of the football program. He assisted Coach Teeples in the late 60s before taking it over for 2 years.
Look at the scrum in there. Worm Smith right in the middle of it again. But, you know, you got to give credit to that Clay County front. Caden Strong, Roland Holloway, and then, of course, Hayden Adams right there in the middle. And I know we've had some other rotation. I think maybe Colton Brown back seeing some action coming off of injury and others, Daniel.
Yeah, Colton set out last week, concussion protocol. Good to have him back on both sides of the football. Bryson Sharp now, the one. Now I think it's more about precaution at this point. Bryson, under his own power, I think he could go. But just no need with Clay County leading 35-0 here. 10:40 and ticking. Wildcats with the ball. Fourth and 10. Could see the Clay County number twos come out if we get the stop here. Gonna be a big quarterback sack. Reese Adams gobbling up Phillips. John Teeples Field, you see the moisture there as he slid down. Yeah, the Horizon Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. It was getting blown up on trivia. We appreciate everyone participating in that.
Tell you somebody else we appreciate, Daniel, and that's our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports. So we've got a little time here to talk about them. Eli Schmucker and all his gang down there. We talked about their all they sell or their dealership and the major store they have in there. Of course, sell boats, mowers, side-by-sides, all of the above. Folks, if you haven't been down there, you need to go. I think you'll be impressed by what they have. And after this play, we'll talk about something else they do.
Monterey going some reserves on that defensive front here, it looks like. 45-yard line as Clay County takes over. Another give to Soto. He's hitting the backfield, breaks one tackle, and picks up a yard before being wrestled down. 9:30 and ticking. This clock won't stop. It'll go quickly here.
Clay Power Sports has quickly become
one of your best service centers in the area. They've got a couple good mechanics down there. They can take care of your winterization this time of year, Daniel. They also repower. They sell a lot of outboard engines, all major brands down there. And he's got some deals always going on, scratch and dent type Mercury motors, so on and so forth. And you see it just about daily, people buying new outboard engines at Clay Power Sports. So they're your source for a lot of things just below the Cumberland River Bridge down here in Salina.
Sold a tremendous amount of those small fishing boats that they had down there. Pick up a two for Soto. Snap from the 43, again, Aiden on the carry. Picks up one or two more. Being brought down by a couple different Wildcats on the inside. Third and we'll come at seven when the ball sitting at the Monterey 42. 8:22 and ticking. Of course, Clay County next week going to be going to a place that we've never called a ball game from, unless I'm sadly mistaken, a place that Clay County has never played football in our 100 years of football playing. Portland High School. Of course, we hosted them last year as they came over here, a game that saw Nate Adams have four interceptions from his cornerback position. Give the Soto again. He's on left side on third and seven. Tries to get north and south. Monterey doing a nice job stringing it out, so it's going to be fourth down here. It's Clay County trying to just let time tick out. Portland, a 4A school, if I'm not mistaken. No, actually, a 5A.
Oh,
I think 5A? A 5A,
okay,
program.
I said it wrong then. You're probably right. I mean, I keep forgetting, you know, Livingston and those guys are 4A now. Upperman, 4A. It's just hard to, I don't know.
And
it used to be in our district.
We've had some pretty good scores, I've heard, on how they fired each week coming from that Portland camp,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, they put up some points. Going to be a challenge. I mean, there's no doubt, especially on the road.
Fourth and around four here, maybe a long three. Clay County snapping from the 39 and a five-yard penalty, I think, going to go against Monterey moving the sticks. Hopefully, Clay County stayed still. 6:55 and ticking here, fourth quarter. 35-0. That was the halftime score, in case you're just tuning in.
Ball
start, Clay County. Going to go against Clay County. So going to be fourth and eight, fourth and nine range here.
Put it down on what? A 44.
Fourth and nine for the Dogs. Remainder of the year for Clay County after that trip to Portland next week, or last five, at Monroe County, at Joe Burns. Then they host Red Bull and Trousdale and Gordonsville to finish off the season. Of course, that Gordonsville game, we talk about it a lot. Same route, incomplete. Wet conditions, no doubt, having a factor there. So fourth and nine, Clay County with two possessions here in this second half. Both of them going to end with a turnover on downs, failing to convert on fourth downs. But the damage done, and 35-9, 5:55 and ticking is Monterey takes back over for their second possession here of this second half. So what a showing. Last year, 35-13 up on the mountain. And that score, it was really close until late, as I recall.
It was
defensive lineman Nate Mayberry came through, got a big tackle for a loss, and the tide started turning. Nate Adams had a pick six, 86-yard touchdown return, and it was late that Clay County flexed the muscle in that one, but they flexed it early. You wanted a quick surge and a quick start for this Bruce Lamb-led offense, Thomas, and they responded and gave you every bit of it.
They
special
did.
Teams and all.
You can't ask for any better performance by Clay County. You know, credit this coaching staff. Listen, it's all about the weather this week. They moved it up a day. Credit this coaching staff for having these guys ready to play. And credit Clay County and the Bulldogs for being up and ready to go with Monterey coming in here.
Second and 10 after no gain on first down.
Colton Brown with that last stop. Looked like Worm Smith and the man, Reese Adams, teaming up for that one.
Number 53 trotting out, freshman Jackson Ritter. Also see big sophomore Lucas Graves going in to play the nose guard position.
Good to see these guys coming off. These guys we're talking about, Colton Brown, Caden Strong,
Rowan Holloway.
The meat up front, that when Monterey did run it, they were the responsible for slowing it down, and they did a good job.
Third and eight for Monterey, handoff inside. Nothing doing again. Worm Smith, credit him with a stop. Perhaps a tackle for loss. I think they'll give the ball carry the line of scrimmage, though. You mentioned it earlier, Thomas. Senior inside linebacker Worm Smith, now a three-year starter for this program. And, you know, getting to observe and see these kids off the field. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson, of course, the principal of Clay County High School. He and Worm Smith, that inside linebacker, they share a special relationship. Used to be Levi Garrett. Used to be Wade Coons before that. It's always that inside linebacker, Reese Adams last year. And the DC and the Mike linebacker. Here we go. Pick six coming. And you know who it is, folks. Number 29 in his career. Nate Adams, six on this senior campaign. Gets another one. He had two against York, one against Westmoreland, two last week against Jackson, and now one against Monterey.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, another record, I'm sure he hopes. And that's the pick six.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
There's
no way. But out of his almost 30 interceptions in his career, Daniel, got to be at least a third of them probably.
I was told, so I say this in an unofficial capacity, I was told, according to the internet, he's second in the state all time.
He is.
On that, trailing the leader who has 41. Well, he's got 29. If that's the case, we'll come back. And you sound official on it yourself, Thomas. You confirm that?
Yeah, I did. TSSAA has 41 as the top.
So he's number two.
And number two at 30 now.
In the history of the state,
29 now. Yeah, 41's the record in the history of the state. It's been reported. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
But
we're going to play one here. Come right back on the Rising Sports Network. Clay County up 42-0 after Hernandez bangs it through.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Nate Adams with another huge play, Daniel. You just don't want to throw it. Just don't do it.
He's gonna get you. He hides in plain sight, you know. I don't know how he does it, but I think I was right on that. I said he had five coming into tonight on this season. Had two last week in Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it was two at York, one at Westmoreland, and two last week as well to go along with his 250 yards passing or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Offsides, I think, on the kickoff against Clay County, maybe. It was blown dead very quickly. Or maybe it was just out of bounds and the force of the re-kick. If that was the case, it should move back 5 yards and be kicking from 35. I honestly don't know what transpired right then. But, another monster night for Nate Adams here. Playing Monterey for the last time in his career. Of course, Monterey, the most played opponent for Clay County. We share more history with them than anybody. Reese Adams, another tackle on special teams here. He's made every one of them tonight on these kickoffs, I think. 77th meeting with Monterey. We've played Jackson County over 70 times. They are the two most played opponents that Clay County has in our football history. And, Thomas, we had a good segment on About the Bulldog history during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Talked about the 1949 Salina High School Bulldogs, who were the first team back after the World War II hiatus, and that's the first year we were called the Bulldogs. If you don't know the history of that, folks, after this thing goes final, go back and listen to that. Just a good segment that we do there. All thanks to the history that's been recorded over the years.
Got some reserves in on defense, Daniel. Not sure.
Got a number on the stop? Could it have been Eli Burnett?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Jackson Redder being credited by Parker Donaldson, voice of the Bulldogs here at Joni Leach Stadium. So, yeah, reserves all across the secondary. See Isaiah Burnett, Fletcher Strong, KJ Ashley, Manny Hernandez playing this near side corner. That's the defensive backfield. Hand off to a Wildcat off right side. Going to be dragged down and brought down. Somebody laying the lumber from the top. It was KJ Ashley down low. No, I think Ashley coming in from the safety position with the hit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Eli Burnett with the initial contact. Minute 30 and ticking here in this one. I know that we've not done a great job of calling the action during this Mercy Row running clock during the second half, but it's going quickly. Phillips is going to be hit, brought down by a couple of dogs. Phillips fighting hard, though, to get back to the line of scrimmage. This win feels good because, like we said, Thomas, Monterey winners 9 out of the last 12 contests in this series. Of course, these teams did not meet during the 21 and 22 seasons. Monterey didn't want to play. I don't know why. They'd beaten us double overtime wins the two prior years. But they, Coach Hughes declined to play Clay County during the 21 and 22 years. But fortunately, this rivalry renewed last year after that two-year break.
Yeah, and it's been good, you know, especially for Clay County. They've came in and swept them the last couple of years, Daniel. And wish I knew some of those numbers up there. This number two defense doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah, being aggressive. Far side defensive tackle could be Oliver Bowles. I can't make it out. I know Lucas Graves playing the nose guard. Wildcats running near side. This time we get a good look, and it's Ritter. Jackson Ritter with another stop. Saw Isaiah Burnett coming up from the backfield. Buzzer sounds. This fourth quarter Mercy Rule running clock has went quickly. 42-0. The final score. What a night to be a Clay County fan. This one is finally done. Clay County moves to 3-1 on the year. They'll be traveling to Portland next week. Monterey falling to 2-2. They'll be hosting Westmore next week. We're going to take a break, put together some final stats, come back, and do the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. Clay County moving to 3-1 tonight after a massive win. 42-0 over the Bisbee Monterey Wildcats. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Thomas, what a statement. You're muted, Tom.
Sorry.
I couldn't hear you over the PA.
I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Monterey started marching in the Clay County defense, went to work, turned them over on downs on their first possession, and then Clay County started their march. As Nate Adams started on the ground, a big 23-yard run. He found Lance Burchett for 10, Waylon Cherry for 13, and then Cherry for the payoff, 18-yard touchdown. It was 7-0, 4 minutes left in the first quarter. You know, we thought, okay, Clay County's doing what they need to do. And then disaster struck for Monterey, and Nolan Adams just baited in the Monterey quarterback, undercut one, took it to the house, pick six, about a 25-yarder. Manny Hernandez, we need to mention his name because he was perfect tonight, made it 14-0, and Clay County was rolling. And they got the defense rolling. They forced a punt on the next possession. And here Nate Adams went to work again. Found Lance, hit Nolan for 13, Nolan again for 23, and then Lance Burchett for a 34-yard strike. It was 21-0, 7 minutes left in the first half. We knew Clay County was in control at that point. But Coach Lamb the defense did their job again, created a fumble. Clay County got it back, went up 28-0 on an Aiden Soto 22-yard reception, and then the onside kick to end this game in the first half as Nate Adams capped another drive. They got it with 32 seconds, I think, Daniel, and scored as he found Nolan for a big gain for 35 to set up his own score, a 3-yard rushing touchdown to make it 35-0 at the break.
Yeah, that was as good a first half of football as I'd seen Clay County play. No turnovers. You know, that's always a great thing. Capitalized on the other team's turnovers, created them, and everything was great at that point. And Monterey, we've talked about how good a team this Monterey squad is. This is not a bad football team. This is a team that's beat us 9 out of the last 12 times we've stepped onto the field against them.
Yeah.
You know, this was a good statement. This is a Monterey team that went to East Robertson last week and battled the Indians, who are the number one team in the AP poll in AA football, to a 22-15 loss at their place. It's a good football team that Clay County had their way with.
Yeah, and I think that's why they did. They knew Monterey coming in. They knew what they did. They thought they were going to be the physical type team to come in here and overpower Clay County. I think Clay County came out and played with a chip on their shoulder. Coach Lamb had them ready. Coach D had them fired up. This was Clay County on a mission, and you can see what happens when they're dialed in, Daniel.
Yeah, it looked great. Absolutely. None looked bad at all tonight, you know, on either side of the football. Monterey, you know, had some good stuff there. Had a good drive. They were marching towards the end zone at one point. Clay County creates a turnover. Put the end to that drive. And we were really worried about that particular formation Monterey had offensively, the power set, the two tight end, three blocking backs, and they had some success with it. Honestly, I think it could have been a bit of a different game from the start had they opened the contest in that and stayed true to it the whole time. It just changes the dynamic because you don't get the pick six early to go up 14-0 and stuff like that. But it ended up helping us that they went spread.
Yeah, it did help us, but it's about this Clay County offense, too, besides the defense, you know, shutting Monterey down pretty often. But I think Nate Adams and these receivers knew, hey, we need to put some points on the board if we're going to beat Monterey tonight. And they went to work, and about, like you said, as an efficient of an attack as we've seen. Nate Adams dialed in tonight for sure. And let's just roll right into the stats if you want to. He finished 17 for 26 for 263 yards and three touchdowns tonight. So, you know, just another phenomenal game passing the ball by Nate Adams. And credit that offensive line. They gave him time. We know he creates a little more on his own a lot of times and makes those plays. But just a great game by him again.
Yeah, I mean, I made the comment during the contest that I didn't know what it wasn't the most efficiently I'd seen him deliver the football.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then receiving-wise, Nolan Adams, seven catches, 104 yards tonight. Didn't get into the end zone. Lance Burchett right with him. He had six catches for 104 yards. Did get into the end zone with a 34-yarder. Waylon Cherry, two catches for 31 yards and a touchdown. Aiden Soto, two catches for 24 yards and a touchdown. Rushing-wise, Clay County only 69 yards on the ground. Nate Adams, leading rusher, three carries for 30 yards and a three-yard touchdown. We saw him have that explosive early, too, that 23-yarder off the quarterback, Kiera Wormsmith, one carry for 5 yards. Nolan Adams, one carry for 7 yards. Aiden Soto was kind of that closer there in the third quarter. He ended up, I didn't add him up, 10 carries for 27 yards for Soto. Overall, again, 15 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown for Clay County there. That makes a total of 332 yards and four offensive touchdowns on 41 offensive plays for the Dogs. Of course, still had those two pick sixes, Nolan Adams with one and then Nate Adams with one defensively that gave us the other two touchdowns. Tackle numbers, big numbers on this side. We'll start at the bottom here. Eli Burnett, the senior, coming in with two stops. Jackson Ritter had two. Nate, one and a pick six. Caden Strong stopped it up and played well tonight, I thought. He had two tackles. Colton Brown, two tackles tonight, one for loss. Roland Holloway, two. Cole Eads, two. He had to play tough. All of those guys had to really play tough up front. I'm sorry, I had Strong and Caden down. So give Caden Strong 4 plus 2. He had six. Had his first name for four others there. Yeah. So, and Hayden Adams had four. Wormsmith finished with a good night tonight, nine tackles. Nolan Adams, four tackles in that pick six. Bryson Sharp had two. Aiden Soto, three. Reese Adams, another huge night for him. He ended up with 14 tackles and a sack. He's leading this team. He's in that double-digit range. Night in and night out, Daniel.
Just outstanding performance by the Dog defense. Huge number there for Reese Adams in this contest. A lot of those coming on special teams, kick coverage, and that's an area that Clay County had had some trouble with. You know, Westmoreland gave up the big return, gave up a big one to York, so nice to see that coming in there. Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route 2 Big Old Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie State Bog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play a promo and be back to announce the TDS top performer here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. Clay County, a huge win tonight, 42-0 over non-region nemesis Monterey. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. Once again, one of those weeks when not an easy choice. A lot of different ways we could have went tonight, but ended up settling in on junior wide receiver and safety Nolan Adams. Of course, if you have listened to our broadcast, we have thoroughly chronicled all his positive attributes. We'll get to do so again here in this TDS part. You know, it's really no secret that Nolan Adams is our primary target. You know, he's where we want to go with the football. He's where we end up going when things break down. Nate naturally is looking there. Now, you know, Lance Murchie played a huge role in a similar regard tonight. But Nolan's been there a lot of times, draws some extra attention in the coverage, Thomas. Plays real physical on both sides of the football. Does a great job of seeing defenders come in, bending his body to get away from some of that and getting yards after the catch. And one of the best I've seen at that particular style. And, you know, maybe the best catch he had tonight offensively was the incomplete pass on the far sideline. Not as big a night as far as tackle numbers go for him, but had the big pick six. It was 7-0. Monterey was wanting to put together a drive. First play of their second possession, going the other way, Nolan Adams to the end zone. Just a strong showing on both sides of the football.
Yeah, and we had several of those tonight, and like you say, but I think it was about that pick six. Because, you know, yeah, Clay County made it 7-0 on offense, but, man, you talking about just turning the tables immediately. Monterey ready to answer and tie the ball game, was ready to do a march. They threw it on the first play from scrimmage. Nolan Adams takes it to the house. So now they're not just down one score, they're down two. So what do they have to do? They have to get out of their game plan,
right?
Start throwing the football, and you saw what happens there. And it just got Monterey out of sorts when Clay County went up 14-0, and that was all because of Nolan Adams tonight. But you're right on the receiving end. He's been right at that 100-yard mark every game this season. Not sure how many touchdowns he's got. He didn't have an offensive touchdown here tonight. But I don't know. I've said it in a couple broadcasts too. I like his mentality playing defense. He's a safety that's not necessarily physically imposing, but he doesn't care to come up and stick his face mask where it needs to be. And I thought he did that early in this game too. He was in run support all night long. You don't think about Nolan Adams being that kind of guy, the way he can move and the way he runs the football after the catch on the offensive side. Let me tell you, he's greedy, and he's going to hit you, and that's what I like about Nolan Adams.
He does. We're talking about the gang tackling that we've grown accustomed to seeing out of these Mike Dickerson-led defenses, and Nolan's in on everything. You know, if we were tracking assists and things like that, you know, he would have a ton of them.
Yeah, he would.
Because seldom ever is something made that he's not there helping get it stopped. You know, here's the great part. The best is yet to come. We've not seen Nolan Adams' best football yet. Mid-season, junior year, freshman year, waited his time, showed out last year, had a great sophomore campaign, and sky's the limit, you know, sky's the limit.
And you remember, we're talking about an all-state wide receiver as a sophomore, and he's lighting it up this year already, so I don't know, just super impressive. We got a lot of great athletes on this team, and I'm glad that Nolan Adams is one of them that's on our side.
No doubt, no doubt. Tonight's TDS top performer, Nolan Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Our typical broadcast member who puts together the Ashlock and Strong Insurance final scoreboard update not with us tonight, so we may just open up our phones and check out Coach T about like anybody can, and I'll let Thomas do that. Wasn't a ton of Thursday night games going on.
No, there wasn't. We ended up with we got some finals. Whitwell blew out Lookout Valley 70-0. We have Macon County took care of business against Smith County 49-6. Jackson County got shut out 51-0 by Westmoreland.
course, Watertown DeKalb. DeKalb beats them 45-27. White County takes care of Stone Memorial 28-12 on the road. Livingston Academy shut out 48-0 by Upperman, and that's about all we have tonight.
That scoreboard update is sponsored by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Simon today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. 42-0, final score here from John Teeples Field. We said on the intro tonight that this one wasn't non-region, or this was now non-region, and perhaps it didn't mean as much as in yesteryear, but don't think that for a minute around here. We talked about the 24-3 cumulative record of Joni Leeds, Russell Richardson, and John Teeples as head coaches against the Monterey Wildcats. Asked for a continuation of that dominance that they established all those years ago, and Thomas, I think we saw it.
Yeah, we've seen that two weeks in a row. I think Jackson County Monterey are most played opponents over 70 times maybe for each one of them, and Clay County dominating them both back-to-back weeks.
Folks, we'll be on the road next week with the Dogs over at Portland High School, a place we've never broadcast from. We'll be there. I anticipate full-blown coverage as usual. For some strange reason, if we have to go audio only for some reason, we'll do that. Some of these schools, Thomas, that are NFHS member schools don't like to have other video casters come into their stadium. We anticipate full coverage as normal, but we'll be there to find out.
Yeah, we may go old school and call it without the video, but we'll do what we can, and we're going to be there. We're also going to be in Joe Sims Gym on Thursday for another Clay County Lady Bulldog volleyball match as they welcome in York.
There we go. Sounds great. Appreciate you guys covering that. Folks, final time. Clay County going to 3-1 on the year, 42-0 over them Monterey Wildcats. For Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.